KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixings. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. program, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Mm-hmm. How far away from the wall are the downspouts extended?
Well, there's actually one at the corner of the screened-in porch, but there's no water at that corner. The water is mainly in the middle of the porch itself.
Well, see, here's the thing about water. It's not always logical. You can have a malfunctioning downspout or wall that's piling towards one corner and then have it show up 10 feet away, 20 feet away. I've seen that happen on a frighteningly regular basis because that's the way the water behaves. I would tell you this, make sure the downspouts are at least 6 feet from the house. Don't let them come out 1 or 2 feet like most of them do. Get that water well away. Even if you have to just throw some extensions, some leader extensions on those spouts for a few weeks to see if it has an effect. Just get that water away from those corners. And regrade it so it slopes away, and then let's see what happens.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, adding a new, well-designed and organized laundry room is a very popular project these days that can make laundry a lot easier and less stressful to do.
That's right, but because the laundry room remodels involve plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry, it's a job that maybe might be left best to a pro. We're going to share some tips on how to tackle that job the right way in just a bit.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Need some help turning your home improvement dreams into reality? Well, whether you are redesigning your space, repairing a leak, or adding value to your home, the Money Pit Podcast has the answers you need. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, the we have a lot of that here in our area, the in-floor heating,
yes.
And I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's you know, it's fairly new, but I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products they put in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop the floors from cracking because there's no easy answer. It's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Ditra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that when you're ready to do the floor. Just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Ditra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at this old house use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, Jen, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, heading over to North Carolina, where John's got a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Hey, so this is just a follow-up question to what I had for y'all before. I called in about spray-in foam, and Bill said that, you know, for your house, 1896 home or something older.
Yeah, 1896.
Spray
foam. Good memory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for that house, you said you had the spray. What I was just wondering was, I talked a little bit more to the person that wants to do the work on my house, and they said there was two different types of closed cell and open cell, and I just didn't know. I was wondering if you knew what was in your house, if it was open or closed cell, and if there was one that was better than the other. I guess that was pretty much my main question.
Well, closed cell spray foam can be applied at a lower temperature, as low as, I think, about 5 degrees. It's also a stronger foam. So sometimes if you're concerned about shift in a wall, what's called a racking strength, you use a closed cell. It's also got a higher R value per inch, so it's a little more energy efficient. And it's resistant to vapor transfer, so it has a lower vapor permanence, it's called. It also can reject any water, like in leaks. It's not really damaged by that. Open cell spray foam is at a significantly lower cost than closed cell, and you can get a greater R value if you're not restricted by space. In other words, if you got room for the stuff to expand. But it's a little more of a hydrophobic material, and it's going to also be a good air barrier and an insulating material as well. So those are kind of the differences. It really depends on what you're trying to achieve. I think in my home, I have both. I have closed cell down in the crawl space where there's more potential moisture, and open cell up in the attic space.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I really appreciate you all letting me call in again to ask a follow-up question. I love your program. So thank you so much for calling me, guys.
All right. Take care. Good luck with that project.
Well, adding a new, well-designed and organized laundry room to your home is a very popular project that can make laundry a lot easier and less stressful to do.
Yes, but while a laundry room makeover may be a small space remodeling project, it requires smart planning to get it done, and the help of some skilled pros to handle the plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry you're not tackling yourself.
Yeah, the first thing, though, you have to think about is location. You can build a laundry room into something as small as a closet or as large as a utility room, a spare bedroom, or the basement. But you have to think through the location possibilities, so consider things like the distance between the laundry area and the bedrooms. I mean, this is really where the laundry piles up. So the greater the distance, the farther you have to travel back and forth to get that laundry done, the more of a pain in the butt it is. Get it? Now, the distance to the utilities. Does the laundry area already have access to plumbing and electrical connections? If not, how far do they need to be run? Is there a way to run an exhaust for that dryer vent? And for gas dryers, what about a gas line? Utility connections can be costly to run, so picking that spot that's got easy access can definitely impact those costs.
You know, there's a generational thing here that talks about laundry room access, because a lot of homes, say homes that were built like maybe the 50s and 60s, they always had those laundry rooms in the basement, right, or the first floor somewhere, like sort of an outside room almost. And that was typical, but that meant you had to carry all the laundry up and down the stairs every single time. I mean, my house, our washer and dryer were on an area that used to be a porch that was sort of converted to living space, but it was like off the kitchen, and it was about the farthest from the bedrooms as you could possibly get. And so one of the first remodeling projects I did was move it all upstairs. And now we have to walk about 3 feet to get to the laundry room, you know, and throw in a shirt into the hamper or something that needs to be done. So it's a lot easier when you can keep those distances between where you generate the laundry and where you clean the laundry as short as possible. You also want to think about having enough space for folding, storing, and even ironing laundry, and also storage space for supplies, detergent, bleach, dryer sheets, stain removers, and other types of laundry supplies. So bottom line, you really need to think through the options and make some smart choices when you're planning a laundry room project, and that's going to help to bring the project in on time and on budget and set you up with a space that can serve your family very well for many years to come.
All right, calling in from Michigan, we've got Sharon on the line. How can we help you today?
We had a new fireplace, gas fireplace, put in last July. And almost constantly since we've had it put in, we hear a whistling, howling noise behind the glass, behind the fireplace. We've called the installers, and they had a wind guard made and came out just a few months ago and put it up by the new cap, and the noise is still there. And we, you know, I hear it almost every single day.
Yeah. Hey, is this gas fireplace, this is completely brand new, or this was like a masonry fireplace that was converted to gas?
No, the fireplace and all the venting is brand new. When we had the house built 12 years ago, that fireplace went out about a year or so ago, and we couldn't find replacement parts. Everything was discontinued and obsolete. So that's why we had to put in a brand new fireplace.
What brand fireplace did you put in?
It's a Travis 864 TRV.
The venting on this, is it up through the roof or is it out the back of the fireplace?
No, it goes up through the roof. The fireplace is almost in the middle of the house. We kind of almost have a square house. And I did call and ask the guys that put in the venting, the new venting, the angles and the length, and they told me that they went up, and all the two angles are going to be at 45 degrees. Initially from the fireplace, it goes up 12, then turns and goes 10 feet, and then up 10 feet to the roof, and the two angles are 45 degrees.
Where it goes through the roof, there's a rule called the 210 rule of chimney construction, which means that it has to be at least 2 feet above any part of the roof that's within a 10-foot radius. So if you were to kind of have a 10-foot string swing around that chimney, it has to be 2 feet above the roof at the closest part. Do you have the sense that the vent is tall enough where it comes through the roof?
Honestly, don't know.
So here's what I would do. I think that you've already, you know, talked enough to the installers and the folks that you bought this from. I would talk to the manufacturer. I would talk directly to the folks at Travis Industries. And their website is simply travisindustries.com, but they have a separate website for this particular fireplace brand. It's simply called fireplacex.com. I see the information on the 864. It looks like a beautiful unit, but I suspect this is in the venting. The problem is in the venting. And it may have to do with the type of vent they use or the installation of the vent or the height of the vent above the roof, perhaps being not tall enough. Because it sounds to me like what's happening is as the wind blows over that vent, you're getting this whistling noise, and it should be something that they could figure out and design around.
So the 2 foot above the roof line, what was that again?
Think of the chimney coming through the roof, right? If you were to go to the top of the chimney and go 10 feet in any direction, like a circle, that top of the chimney has to be at least 2 feet above any piece of the roof.
Okay.
All right. But I think you should probably work with the manufacturer on this, at least to try to figure out what the possible issues are. Because you certainly shouldn't be putting up with this. Okay.
All right. All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, bedroom renos are a popular home improvement project that can add value and perhaps some romance. But one common remodeling mistake can ruin both. Learn what that is when the Money Pit continues.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Where?
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
It's just really inspirational, the way Darlene looks at her job, the way she looks at leadership, and how she really just wants to help her family business. She really wants to, like, pass this on to the younger generations, and that's just an amazing way to view things.
Yeah. Do you think you have anything in common with Darlene?
She definitely seems like a people's person who likes talking to people a lot, and that's kind of what I see in her of myself.
So, Darlene, are there roles at Clemens Food Group for people like Lucia who are excellent communicators and want to help people out?
Absolutely. To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Should we officially shut down the Postal Service?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Postal Service had a monopoly in the United States, and it still couldn't make money? After the email revolution, they didn't change a thing. Should it be bought out by a big tech firm like Amazon?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on? You thinking about touching up some of the spots around your house that maybe need a little bit of work? Maybe doing some painting, some fix-ups, some patching, some planning for the days and the weeks ahead. Spring's almost here. So what project is on your to-do list? Swing it right over to ours when you call in those questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading up to New Hampshire, where we've got Russ on the line, who's dealing with some tricky electrical issues going on over there. What's happening?
Bought a new home 2 years ago when my wife and I moved here to retire. And for the same 2 years, a 3-switch light circuit in my hall leading from the kitchen to the bedroom work just fine. Any one of the three switches would turn the lights, the can ceilings on or off. And about a month ago, that stopped working such that the second and third light switch would only operate if the first light switch was in the down position. I've done some troubleshooting. I've replaced light switches, and when that didn't solve the problem, took them back out and put the old ones in. Can't get it to work properly and would like some guidance if you can think of some things that I should do before I spend a couple of $100 to get an electrician in the house.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, well, wiring a three-way switch is tricky enough. You've got a four-way switch. So the fact of the matter is that you could have a failure at any point in that wiring. It may not just be the switch itself. It might actually be at the fixture end or at a splice somewhere else. And if it's feeding multiple lights, like hi-hat lights in the ceiling, it could be at one of the lights, but not more of the lights. So I think in this case, you're wise to actually hire an electrician and trace out each part of the circuit until you figure out what's going on. The one thing I would do before that is just to double check to make sure you put the wiring back in the right place, because it's kind of tricky sometimes, and what I usually recommend is people take photographs before they do that. But if you rewired it correctly when you switched out those the switch that you thought was bad, then that's about all you can do, and I would go to a pro and get it straightened out.
Well, turning your primary bedroom into a luxurious suite is generally a great way to add value and maybe even a little romance into your life. But one common remodeling mistake can ruin both, because if you make this mistake, your partner's going to be so mad at you, there's going to be no special visits to that bedroom for a while.
Well, yes, and that mistake is this, knocking down the wall of an adjacent bedroom to combine it into the new primary bedroom suite. This can actually impact the value of your home negatively, since home value is largely based on the number of rooms. So whether you're adding space or not, using that space is the key to a lush primary bedroom, but think about how you use your bedroom or would you like to use your bedroom and plan it from there.
Yeah, you know, a reading nook, a personal gym, a cozy fireplace, those are all very popular upgrades, and some couples swear that adding his and her closets is just the boost that any marriage needs. Now, drapes and window dressings can also add ambiance like never before, as can updated lighting and dimmers. I love to add a beautiful sort of wall covering, maybe just on the headboard wall, just to give some detail and a little different look into the space. I do love a really beautiful light fixture. You can swap out nightstands for some really nice pieces of furniture with some beautiful lights in there. You don't have to spend a ton of money, a lush rug, maybe even just a place to sit. But a bedroom update can really make a huge difference in your everyday life.
Yeah, now's a great time to tackle this project. It's still a bit chilly outside, so why not make this the last project you're going to do before we throw open the windows and start to enjoy some spring?
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. We appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite, okay, but we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so... And we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble. but none of us wanted the maintenance of marble, so we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous, it's durable, it's stain resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it, and we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing, but I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite, but there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank you both so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, big storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We've got some tips on how to check your house for damage, big and small, next. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this? For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. The
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, look around your house. Is there a project that you would love to take on? We can help. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, we've got Brad on the line. Brad, what can we do with you today at the Money Pit?
I have a knee wall in our bedroom upstairs. I'm planning to box out the eaves. Now, the knee wall is currently insulated. And I was wondering, if I box out the eaves, do I need to remove the insulation from that wall? Because obviously I'm going to insulate above the box and the back of the box, but do I need to remove the insulation from the wall?
So this is the knee wall in the attic between the floor and the exterior?
Yes. And the knee wall, it splits the eaves from the bedroom.
Right. So the back of that wall is technically an exterior wall. So yes, that should be insulated.
If I box it out with sheetrock and insulate on the outside of that sheetrock area, should I remove the insulation from the wall? Because that wall is no longer now an exterior wall, or is it still an exterior wall?
So when you say so you remove it from the wall. So this short wall is on the other side of that, you would basically be an unfinished attic space, correct?
Yes, and if I finish it, yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong having insulation in that wall, because basically once you get to the other side of that, you'd have the rafter bays, right, the roof rafters. And so the roof rafters don't have insulation in them, but then you have the ceiling joists below that, and they would have insulation in them. So that adds to the exterior skin of the home. So yes, you do need to insulate the back of that.
Great. Okay. That's all I need to know.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, major weather events like snowstorms leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on.
That's right. So first, let's talk about foundations. Heavy accumulations of water, like after the snow melts, that can cause a home's foundation to weaken and fail. So check yours carefully along both the outdoor and the indoor sides, looking for areas that are cracked or bulging. And by the way, that can happen months after the storm as well. So just be aware of that. Cracks or bulges are a bad thing.
Now, next, you want to identify flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that has been underwater should definitely be replaced. Now, this includes outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in that water can damage those sensitive components, leading to malfunctions and potentially electrical fires.
Now let's talk about high winds. They can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your home, and they can leave damage in several areas. So, for example, check every side of your house from the ground up and check for loose siding, check for loose metal trim and loose soffits, and give special attention to your roof, because driving rain tends to push up under roof shingles, and that can also cause leaks. If you find loose flashing around chimneys and plumbing vents, that's another place that could lead to problems. So spot them. You can use the binoculars if you don't want to get up close with the ladder, and then get them fixed quickly before any type of bigger problem can form from that.
Now, there are some post-storm repairs that you can definitely handle on your own, but for bigger and more pervasive problems, it's best to call in the pros. Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck, but I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate, because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain.
I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar, you can get a redwood, you can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that, okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope, try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, stoves can be a real danger zone for kids. We're going to have tips on how to make stoves safe, including an important note about preventing stoves from tipping over after this.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card. Or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees. Perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
No. That they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute. Institute and Radio America.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us right now with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Janine wrote in saying, I've got a question about water filters. I've always used filtered water pitchers, but I've been thinking about getting a whole house water filter. What type of water would require one, and how long do these filters last?
Well, I mean, first off, a whole house water filter is basically just like that. It's a one-point filter right near the main or in line with the main that basically treats all of the water that comes into the house. Now, typically, some folks will use this if they have a municipal system, but they really want to get rid of the chlorine taste. That can happen at that water filter location. It can also be part of your private water system if you happen to have that kind of setup. But basically, it's a one-point system that's going to treat everything that kind of goes through it. Now, I have a whole house water filter on my home, so yeah, I think they're a good idea. But it's something you really want to have installed by a licensed master plumber and have your water tested at the same time to make sure you're getting the best filter that fits your needs. And it helps identify anything that you want to filter out at the same time as well.
You know, Ginny, I live in a town where there's a lot of question as to the integrity of the water that everybody's getting. Older lead pipes, what's in the water? Sometimes numbers come back elevated. So a lot of people are tending to get these whole home water filtration systems. I've seen them installed at a variety of price points. And here it's just a let's be safe and make sure that the water coming into the home has been cleaned and is removing any sort of any kind of problem that could cause a health risk. So there's a lot of reasons why people do it, and it's not just taste.
Well, stoves can be a real danger zone for kids. To help, Leslie's going to share tips on how to make your stove safe, including an important note about preventing stoves from tipping over in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, we've all seen how kids love to climb up things, and that apparently includes the oven door, right?
Oh, my gosh. My boys, you'd turn around, and they would love to open the door and sit on it or sit in the warming drawer. It was, like, ridiculous. But, yes, I mean, kids are fascinated with everything, and now add in something in the kitchen where you are and a door that flaps open, and suddenly it's super awesome. But you have some tips here to help you keep those kids safe. So, first of all, let's talk about accidental burns and fires. You want to make sure that your pot and pan handles are always turned away from the front of the stove where little kids can just kind of wander by. Maybe they can't quite reach them and they grab them and it falls over. Whenever possible, just use the back burners for cooking. It's an easy way to add an extra layer of safety. Now, another simple safety tip is to remove the stove knobs when you're not using them. Most of those knobs pop off super easy so you can clean everything and just store them in a nearby drawer because kids are curious. They're going to walk by. They're going to turn them. They're going to turn on a burner. They're going to start an oven. Or maybe they're just going to turn on the gas. So just be careful here. And don't forget to teach your kids to stay clear of the stove when both anybody, mom, dad, neighbor, whoever's over cooking, don't let them near it. Set those boundaries early because it really can go a long way toward keeping those kids safe. Now, if you're installing a new range, you want to make sure to attach those anti-tip brackets that come with it. These brackets anchor the stove to the wall or the floor and prevents it from tipping over if your kids are an oven door sitter, because some kids are. And believe me, I've seen a lot of pictures on social media, and it seems like a lot of kids like to do that. It is a very simple step that can prevent a serious accident. If you take these precautions, you can enjoy peace of mind while keeping your kitchen safe for the whole family.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, the most humid place in your home is probably your bathroom, which is why it often ends up as the moldiest place as well. And while there certainly is nothing like a good steamy shower, you need to know how to control that moisture in the bath, because too much bathroom moisture can cause paint to peel and mold to grow. But there are ways to prevent it. We'll explain the details on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello,
I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at Ultimate Sales Machine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. We are learning more about the death of a legendary actor.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell says a rodent-borne disease took the life of his wife, Betsy Arakara, at their New Mexico home. Authorities also believe his wife was dead roughly 1 week before Hackman died. Police say one arrest has been made and at least two more likely in connection with the death of a 20-year-old college student in Louisiana following an off-campus fraternity hazing ritual. Caleb Wilson, an engineering junior at the Southern University, died late February. Police say Caleb McCray was arrested this week and now faces charges of manslaughter and criminal hazing. Authorities are investigating additional suspects and anticipate at least two more arrests in the case. Also at townhall.com, President Trump acknowledges that his trade policies could inflict some temporary economic pain. White House correspondent Greg Luxton.
On several occasions this past week, the president defended his embrace of tariffs while admitting there could be some negative repercussions.
There'll be a little disturbance. We're okay with that.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big. There could be some disturbance, a little bit of disturbance.
Neither he nor his press secretary would predict how much economic pain there could be or for how long. But even as the stock market sank, the president predicted long-term economic success. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says also he's strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its war against Ukraine. That comes after the president is increasing pressure on Ukraine to reach a deal. You'll find more of these stories, breaking news, and analysis at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Stephen Moore normally opposes tariffs, but says President Trump is likely to use them to great effect, considering his success in winning concessions from several foreign allies.
We know that free trade is the way to prosperity, but what Trump has done is put a new wrinkle in this, and what Trump is doing is saying, listen, we can negotiate better trade deals where we can force countries to do things that are in our interest as a nation.
Moore adds President Trump has come up with an innovative plan to bolster investment in U.S. car manufacturing.
He wants to lower the tax rate to 15% if things are made in America. And I love that idea. I think that'll bring a lot of jobs back to Cleveland, to Toledo, to, you know, Bakersfield, California, and Illinois. So I think that's a great idea.
Stephen Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. 2025 isn't the year for legalized sports betting in Georgia. Efforts to send a state constitutional amendment to voters has failed there. This is townhall.com. Wyoming's Federal Freedom Caucus is flexing its political muscle. With more, here is Keith Peters.
Freedom Caucus leaders in the Wyoming House of Representatives are claiming victory after a legislative session in which most of their priorities got passed. Wyoming's the first state where a Freedom Caucus has taken control of a state house chamber. Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed three of the conservative lawmakers' top five bills into law. They include a steep property tax cut, a ban on diversity programs in government, and non-recognition of driver's licenses issued to unauthorized immigrants. Stricter voter registration and residency requirements still await Gordon's signature. Keith Peters reporting.
A winter storm has dumped heavy snow across northern Arizona, playing a major factor in a 15-mile backup on a major interstate. Big rigs and other vehicles were stalled on I-40 westbound between Flagstaff and Williams for at least an hour late Friday. More on these stories plus other news at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company, a professional contemporary dance ensemble, for Precipice, a dance performance, on March 8th and 9th at Shasta College Theater. This moving dance production explores the precipices of life, the moments of change, uncertainty, courage, and hope. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by captivating dance and storytelling on March 8th at 7 p.m. and March 9th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets today by searching Commune Dance Company Precipice on Google, and it will take you right to our Eventbrite link.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My original name,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do list, you can move it right on over to our to-do list by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. And then it will be our to-do list, and we'll work with you to help you take the important steps you need to get it done right the first time. Hey, we got a great show planned for you. Coming up first, you know, adding a new and well-designed and organized laundry room is a super popular project. I think it doesn't matter what the economy, that's a project that always has value. It can really make doing the work of the laundry a lot easier. But there is one complication, and that is because laundry room remodels involve, let's think about this, plumbing, right, electrical work, carpentry work, and all of that, it really needs careful planning. So we're going to talk about how to plan out and tackle that project just ahead.
And turning your primary bedroom into a luxurious suite is generally a great way to add value and style, but a common remodeling mistake can make the effort worthless. We're going to walk you through what to do to spike up that luxury and the value just ahead.
And winter storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We're going to share tips on how to check your house for damage, both visible and invisible, in just a bit.
But first, whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. So let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. Here we are at Team Money Pit, standing by.
888-666-3974 is the phone number. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Lisa in Michigan's on the line dealing with a humid bath. What's going on?
I have a energy efficient house that was built very tight, and they put in a exhaust fan in the bathroom to allow ventilation for the whole house. But I don't know if it's doing a correct job, and I've read some places where they say to leave it running all the time.
So the timer that's in the bathroom exhaust fan, first of all, that would be a very weird place to put whole house ventilation, by the way. That exhaust fan is probably just for your bathroom to take the moisture out of the bathroom. That would be more normal. Why do you think it's for the whole house?
It's not a whole house. They use it for ventilation because the house is so tight.
Well, it's taking air out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the house is really tight, the ventilation would be where we add air back in, not where we take air out. We take air out, that's usually because we have damp moisture we want to get rid of. I'm pretty sure that what you're seeing in your bathroom is not for the entire house. I think it is just for a typical bathroom exhaust fan. And the timer on it is one that would, if it's set normally, it would be set for humidity. It might have a humidistat on it. So I don't think what you're seeing is for whole house ventilation. There would be a different type of fan that would be used for that. Is this in the bath ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for the whole house.
Well, but I've read that that's what they're doing on some of these houses.
No, it might be just bad information that's getting passed around. That wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to have some type of air exchange for a house that is...
Well, that's an architectural question, and it depends on how tight the house is and what the air changes per hour were designed to be. If it's any less than about 3/4 of an air change per hour, then you probably do need to have some replacement air ventilation in it. But I would ask your builder or your HVAC contractor that question, and then they can discuss the options for that. The trick is that you want to be able, if you're going to bring in fresh air, you want to do it through something called an air-to-air heat exchanger, so that if it's you're exhausting stale air, but you're recovering the BTUs that were used to heat that air, so you're not getting rid of the heat. It's kind of like a radiator where it's passing it from bad air to the good air on the way in, so you're sort of preheating that air that's coming in from the outside using the heat that was in the stale air. That's why it's called an air-to-air heat exchanger, because it exchanges the air, but it traps the heat or the cool. Okay? So good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help with a porch. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I just bought the house maybe 2 months ago. It has a screened-in back porch with different various sizes of stone. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it has cement in between them.
Yep.
And it's a smooth porch. And when it rains or when the humidity is high, we have a layer of water on the porch. And I know the roof is not leaking because we have a table and chairs and they're not wet. And I don't understand where that water could be coming from.
Well, if it's not because of gravity, so if it's not falling, that means it's being drawn up into the slab from somewhere underneath that. So that usually means that there's water collecting somewhere around that perimeter of that porch area, and it's saturating that concrete and that stone, and it's sucking it right up and condensing on the surface.
Yeah, that sounds possible.
So then what you do for that is you try to identify the source of the moisture. It could be grading in gutters. It could be soil that's sloping into the wall, not sloping away enough. And you try to dry that up as much as possible. I suspect it's going to change. You know, right now it's not that hot. It's fairly damp, a lot of rain. You know, we get into the warmer summer months. It's not something you're going to see every day. But I could understand that in certain periods of the year with a certain amount of precipitation that this would be common if that rainwater is not properly managed.
Okay. I don't think it's the downspouts, because I've checked those, and the only possibility could be the drainage on the outside of the porch.
Mm-hmm. How far away from the wall are the downspouts extended?
Well, there's actually one at the corner of the screened-in porch, but there's no water at that corner. The water is mainly in the middle of the porch itself.
Well, see, here's the thing about water. It's not always logical. You can have it, you can have a malfunctioning downspout or water that's piling towards one corner and then have it show up 10 feet away, 20 feet away. I've seen that happen on a frighteningly regular basis because that's the way the water behaves. I would tell you this, make sure the downspouts are at least 6 feet from the house. Don't let them come out 1 or 2 feet like most of them do. Get that water well away. Even if you have to just throw some extensions, some leader extensions on those spouts for a few weeks to see if it has an effect. Just get that water away from those corners and regrade it so it slopes away, and then let's see what happens.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, adding a new, well-designed and organized laundry room is a very popular project these days that can make laundry a lot easier and less stressful to do.
That's right, but because the laundry room remodels involve plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry, it's a job that maybe might be left best to a pro. We're going to share some tips on how to tackle that job the right way in just a bit.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Need some help turning your home improvement dreams into reality? Well, whether you are redesigning your space, repairing a leak, or adding value to your home, the Money Pit podcast has the answers you need. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, we have a lot of that here in our area. the in-floor heating.
Yes.
And I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's you know, it's fairly new. But I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products they put in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop the floors from cracking because there's no easy answer. It's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Ditra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that when you're ready to do the floor. Just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Ditra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at This Old House use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, Jen, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, heading over to North Carolina, where John's got a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Hey, so this is just a follow-up question to what I had for you all before. I called in about spray-in foam, and Bill said that, you know, for your house, 1896 home or something, older home, you've got spray foam.
Yeah, good memory. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for that house, you said you had the spray. What I was just wondering was, I talked a little bit more to the person that wants to do the work on my house, and they said there was two different types of closed cell and open cell, and I just didn't know. I was wondering if you knew what was in your house, if it was open or closed cell, and if there was one that was better than the other. I guess that was pretty much my main question.
Well, closed cell spray foam can be applied at a lower temperature, as low as, I think, about 5 degrees. It's also a stronger foam. So sometimes if you're concerned about shift in a wall, what's called a racking strength, you use a closed cell. It's also got a higher R value per inch, so it's a little more energy efficient. And it's resistant to vapor transfer, so it has lower vapor permanence, it's called. Also can reject any water, like in leaks. It's not really damaged by that. Open cell spray foam is at a significantly lower cost than closed cell, and you can get a greater R value if you're not restricted by space. In other words, if you got room for the stuff to expand. But it's a little more of a hydrophobic material, and it's going to also be a good air barrier and an insulating material as well. So those are kind of the differences. It really depends on what you're trying to achieve. I think in my home, I have both. I have closed cell down in the crawl space where there's more potential moisture, and open cell up in the attic space.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I really appreciate you all letting me call in again to ask a follow-up question. I love your program. So thank you so much for calling me, guys.
All right. Take care. Good luck with that project.
Well, adding a new, well-designed, and organized laundry room to your home is a very popular project that can make laundry a lot easier and less stressful to do.
Yes, but while a laundry room makeover may be a small space remodeling project, it requires smart planning to get it done, and the help of some skilled pros to handle the plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry you're not tackling yourself.
Yeah, the first thing, though, you have to think about is location. You can build a laundry room into something as small as a closet or as large as a utility room, a spare bedroom, or the basement. But you have to think through the location possibilities, so consider things like the distance between the laundry area and the bedrooms. I mean, this is really where the laundry piles up. So the greater the distance, the farther you have to travel back and forth to get that laundry done, the more of a pain in the butt it is. Get it? Now, the distance to the utilities. Does the laundry area already have access? access to plumbing and electrical connections? If not, how far do they need to be run? Is there a way to run an exhaust for that dryer vent? And for gas dryers, what about a gas line? Utility connections can be costly to run, so picking that spot that's got easy access can definitely impact those costs.
You know, there's a generational thing here that talks about laundry room access, because a lot of homes, say homes that were built like maybe the 50s and 60s, they always had those laundry rooms in the basement, right, or the first floor somewhere, like sort of an outside room almost. And that was typical, but that meant you had to carry all the laundry up and down the stairs every single time. I mean, my house, our washer and dryer were on an area that used to be a porch that was sort of converted to living space, but it was like off the kitchen, and it was about the farthest from the bedrooms as you could possibly get. And so one of the first remodeling projects I did was move it all upstairs, and now we have to walk about 3 feet.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The blast behind the fireplace. We've called the installers, and they had a wind guard made and came out just a few months ago and put it up by the new cap, and the noise is still there. I hear it almost every single day.
Yeah. Hey, is this gas fireplace, this is completely brand new, or this was like a masonry fireplace that was converted to gas?
No, it the fireplace and all the venting is brand new. When we had the house built 12 years ago, that fireplace went out about a year or so ago, mm-hmm. and we couldn't find replacement parts. Everything was discontinued and obsolete, so that's why we had to put in a brand new fireplace.
What brand fireplace did you put in?
It's a Travis 864 TRV.
The venting on this, is it up through the roof or is it out the back of the fireplace?
No, it goes up through the roof. The fireplace is almost in the middle of the house. We kind of okay. almost have a square house. Okay. And I did call and ask the guys that put in the new venting, the angles and the length, and they told me that they went up, and all the two angles are going to be at 45 degrees. Initially from the fireplace, it goes up 12, then turns and goes 10 feet, and then up 10 feet to the roof, and the two angles are 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Where it goes through the roof, there's a rule called the 210 rule of chimney construction, which means that it has to be at least 2 feet above any part of the roof that's within a 10-foot radius. So if you were to kind of have a 10-foot string swing around that chimney, it has to be 2 feet above the roof at the closest part. Do you have the sense that the vent is tall enough where it comes through the roof?
Honestly, don't know.
So here's what I would do. I think that you've already, you know, talked enough to the installers and the folks that you bought this from. I would talk to the manufacturer. I would talk directly to the folks at Travis Industries. And their website is simply travisindustries.com, but they have a separate website for this particular fireplace brand. It's simply called fireplacex.com. I see the information on the 864. It looks like a beautiful unit, but I suspect this is in the venting. The problem is in the venting. And it may have to do with the type of vent they use or the installation of the vent, or the height of the vent above the roof perhaps being not tall enough, because it sounds to me like what's happening is as the wind blows over that vent, you're getting this whistling noise, and it should be something that they could figure out and design around.
So the 2 foot above the roof line. What was that again?
Think of the chimney coming through the roof, right? If you were to go to the top of the chimney and go 10 feet in any direction, like a circle,
uh-huh.
that top of the chimney has to be at least 2 feet above any piece of the roof.
Okay.
All right. But I think you should probably work with the manufacturer on this, at least to try to figure out what the possible issues are. Because you certainly shouldn't be putting up with this, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, bedroom renos are a popular home improvement project that can add value and perhaps some romance. But one common remodeling mistake can ruin both. Learn what that is when the Money Pit continues. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. The devastating Los Angeles wildfires have left many families grappling with significant loss and uncertainty. Soldiers Angels is working directly with the Los Angeles VA and local military units to provide critical support to veterans, service members, and their families who have been directly impacted by this disaster. Soldiers Angels is stepping in to provide essential items and support to these families during this incredibly difficult time. Furthermore, thousands of National Guard and Reserve service members have been activated to assist in disaster relief efforts, with more expected to join in the coming weeks. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
It's just really inspirational, the way Darlene looks at her job, the way she looks at leadership, and how she really just wants to help her family business. She really wants to, like, pass this on to the younger generations, and that's just an amazing way to view things.
Yeah. Do you think you have anything in common with Darlene?
She definitely seems like a people's person who likes talking to people a lot, and that's kind of what I see in her of myself.
So, Darlene, are there roles at Clemens Food Group for people like Lucia who are excellent communicators and want to help people out?
Absolutely. To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Should we officially shut down the Postal Service?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Postal Service had a monopoly in the United States, and it still couldn't make money? After the email revolution, they didn't change a thing. Should it be bought out by a big tech firm like Amazon?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on? You thinking about touching up some of the spots around your house that maybe need a little bit of work? Maybe doing some painting, some fix-ups, some patching, some planning for the days and the weeks ahead. Spring's almost here. So what project is on your to-do list? Swing it right over to ours when you call in those questions at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading up to New Hampshire, where we've got Russ on the line, who's dealing with some tricky electrical issues going on over there. What's happening?
Bought a new home 2 years ago when my wife and I moved here to retire. And for the same 2 years, a three-switch light circuit in my hall leading from the kitchen to the bedroom worked just fine. Any one of the three switches would turn the lights, the can ceilings, on or off. And about a month ago, that stopped working such that the second and third light switch would only operate if the first light switch was in the down position. I've done some troubleshooting. I've replaced light switches, and when that didn't solve the problem, took them back out and put the old ones in. Can't get it to work properly and would like some guidance if you can think of some things that I should do before I spend a couple of $100 to get an electrician in the house.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, well, wiring a three-way switch is tricky enough. You've got a four-way switch. So the fact of the matter is that you could have a failure at any point in that wiring. It may not just be the switch itself. It might actually be at the fixture end or at a splice somewhere else. And if it's feeding multiple lights, like hi-hat lights in the ceiling, it could be at one of the lights, but not more of the lights. So I think in this case, you're wise to actually hire an electrician and trace out each part of the circuit until you figure out what's going on. The one thing I would do before that is just to double check to make sure you put the wiring back in the right place, because it's kind of tricky sometimes, and what I usually recommend is people take photographs before they do that. But if you rewired it correctly when you switched out those the switch that you thought was bad, then that's about all you can do, and I would go to a pro and get it straightened out.
Well, turning your primary bedroom into a luxurious suite is generally a great way to add value and maybe even a little romance into your life. But one common remodeling mistake can ruin both, because if you make this mistake, your partner's going to be so mad at you, there's going to be no special visits to that bedroom for a while.
Well, yes, and that mistake is this: knocking down the wall of an adjacent bedroom to combine it into the new primary bedroom suite. This can actually impact the value of your home negatively, since home value is largely based on the number of rooms. So whether you're adding space or not, using that space is the key to a lush primary bedroom, but think about how you use your bedroom, or would you like to use your bedroom and plan it from there?
Yeah, you know, a reading nook, a personal gym, a cozy fireplace, those are all very popular upgrades, and some couples swear that adding his and her closets is just the boost that any marriage needs. Now, drapes and window dressings can also add ambiance like never before, as can updated lighting and dimmers. I love to add a beautiful sort of wall covering, maybe just on the headboard wall, just to give some detail and a little different look into the space. I do love a really beautiful light fixture. You can swap out nightstands for some really nice pieces of furniture with some beautiful lights in there. You don't have to spend a ton of money, a lush rug, maybe even just a place to sit. But a bedroom update can really make a huge difference in your everyday life.
Yeah, now's a great time to tackle this project. It's still a bit chilly outside, so why not make this the last project you're going to do before we throw open the windows and start to enjoy some spring?
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. We appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite, okay. But we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so... And we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble, but none of us wanted the maintenance of marble. So we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous. It's durable. It's stain resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it. And we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing, but I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite, but there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank you both so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, big storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We've got some tips on how to check your house for damage, big and small, next.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers three feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this? For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong having insulation in that wall, because basically once you get to the other side of that, you'd have the rafter bays, right? The roof rafters. And so the roof rafters don't have insulation in them, but then you have the ceiling joists below that and they would have insulation in them. So that adds to the exterior skin of the home. So yes, you do need to insulate the back of that.
Great. Okay. That's all I need to know.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, major weather events like snowstorms leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on.
That's right. So first, let's talk about foundations. Heavy accumulations of water, like after the snow melts, that can cause a home's foundation to weaken and fail. So check yours carefully along both the outdoor and the indoor sides, looking for areas that are cracked or bulging. And by the way, that can happen months after the storm as well. So just be aware of that. Cracks or bulges are a bad thing.
Now, next, you want to identify flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that has been underwater should definitely be replaced. Now, this includes outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in that water can damage those sensitive components, leading to malfunctions and potentially electrical fires.
Now let's talk about high winds. They can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your home, and they can leave damage in several areas. So, for example, check every side of your house from the ground up and check for loose siding, check for loose metal trim and loose soffits, and give special attention to your roof because driving rain tends to push up under roof shingles, and that can also cause leaks. If you find loose flashing around chimneys and plumbing vents, that's another place that could lead to problems. So spot them. You can use the binoculars if you don't want to get up close with the ladder, and then get them fixed quickly before any type of bigger problem can form from that.
Now, there are some post-storm repairs that you can definitely handle on your own, but for bigger and more pervasive problems, it's best to call in the pros.
Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck. But I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy a clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain. I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar. You can get a redwood. You can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that. Okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope. Try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, stoves can be a real danger zone for kids. We're going to have tips on how to make stoves safe, including an important note about preventing stoves from tipping over after this.
You live in a body pit.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio. If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us right now with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Janine wrote in saying, I've got a question about water filters. I've always used filtered water pitchers, but I've been thinking about getting a whole house water filter. What type of water would require one, and how long do these filters last?
Well, I mean, first off, a whole house water filter is basically just like that. It's a one-point filter right near the main or in line with the main that basically treats all of the water that comes into the house. Now, typically, some folks will use this if they have a municipal system, but they really want to get rid of the chlorine taste. That can happen at that water filter location. It can also be part of your private water system if you happen to have that kind of setup. But basically, it's a one-point system that's going to treat everything that kind of goes through it. Now, I have a whole house water filter on my home, so yeah, I think they're a good idea. But it's something that you really want to have installed by a licensed master plumber and have your water tested at the same time to make sure you're getting the best filter that fits your needs. And it helps identify anything that you want to filter out at the same time as well.
You know, Jenny, I live in a town where there's a lot of question as to the integrity of the water that everybody's getting. Older lead pipes, what's in the water? Sometimes numbers come back elevated. So a lot of people are tending to get these whole home water filtration systems. I've seen them installed at a variety of price points. And here it's just a let's be safe and make sure that the water coming into the home has been cleaned and is removing any kind of problem that could cause a health risk. So there's a lot of reasons why people do it, and it's not just taste.
Well, stoves can be a real danger zone for kids. To help, Leslie's going to share tips on how to make your stoves safe, including an important note about preventing stoves from tipping over in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, we've all seen how kids love to climb up things, and that apparently includes the oven door, right?
Oh, my gosh. My boys, you'd turn around, and they would love to open the door and sit on it or sit in the warming drawer. It was, like, ridiculous. But, yes, I mean, kids are fascinated with everything, and now add in something in the kitchen where you are and a door that flaps open, and suddenly it's super awesome. But you have some tips here to help you keep those kids safe. So, first of all, let's talk about accidental burns and fires. You want to make sure that your pot and pan handles are always turned away from the front of the stove where little kids can just kind of wander by. Maybe they can't quite reach them and they grab them and it falls over. Whenever possible, just use the back burners for cooking. It's an easy way to add an extra layer of safety. Now, another simple safety tip is to remove the stove knobs when you're not using them. Most of those knobs pop off super easy so you can clean everything and just store them in a nearby drawer because kids are curious. They're going to walk by. They're going to turn them. They're going to turn on a burner. They're going to start an oven. Or maybe they're just going to turn on the gas. So just be careful here. And don't forget to teach your kids to stay clear of the stove when both anybody, mom, dad, neighbor, whoever's over cooking, don't let them near it. Set those boundaries early because it really can go a long way toward keeping those kids safe. Now, if you're installing a new range, you want to make sure to attach those anti-tip brackets that come with it. These brackets anchor the stove to the wall or the floor and prevents it from tipping over if your kids are an oven door sitter, because some kids are. And believe me, I've seen a lot of pictures on social media, and it seems like a lot of kids like to do that. It is a very simple step that can prevent a serious accident. If you take these precautions, you can enjoy peace of mind while keeping your kitchen safe for the whole family.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, the most humid place in your home is probably your bathroom, which is why it often ends up as the moldiest place as well. And while there certainly is nothing like a good steamy shower, you need to know how to control that moisture in the bath, because too much bathroom moisture can cause paint to peel and mold to grow, but there are ways to prevent it. We'll explain the details on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Was able to survive. We'll do a simulcast with Stuart Varney in about 45 minutes. Mark Halpern is standing by, editor-in-chief of Two Way, and you can follow him at Mark Halpern. And before we get to Mark, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
To not stand for that little boy is aberrant and disgusting behavior. So they not only do they lose the high ground, but they shock the conscience of many Democrats.
That is Mark Halpern, by the way. A Democrat fallout picking up steam as their actions Tuesday reveal a party without a core set of beliefs and any semblance of responsible leadership, in my view.
Number two.
You know how long we've been waiting? For a long time in this country to have the kind of leadership with that kind of clarity. He's tired of watching these videos every weekend where hostages that are emaciated are released and bodies are turned over, and sometimes it's the wrong bodies, and he's lost his patience with it.
There is Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. This is turning into the Trump doctrine, peace and freedom, both on display with two major theaters of conflict, Ukraine and Gaza. With Ukraine, his efforts to stop the fighting is now close to putting all the pressure on Russia to show compromise. And with Gaza, a threat issued to their face, backed by the IDF, better have Hamas taking their ultimatum seriously because they want the hostages back. We will discuss that.
Number one.
Mayor Johnson, is Denver a sanctuary city?
Folks use that term differently. I can tell you what Denver does. We do
okay,
not.
Okay, I take that as a yes.
We don't ask about immigration status and delivering
city. You don't ask about how much money the city of Boston has spent on illegal immigration?
We
are you out of your mind?
Yeah, some fireworks yesterday as the Democratic mayors had to defend their sanctuary city status. Meanwhile, the border is more secure than ever before. Now it's time to find out what's happening in our cities. Let's bring in Mark Halpern. Mark, welcome back.
Brian, nice to be back. I flew back from Washington to New York yesterday. Did I risk my life and not know it?
Wait a second. What time?
Like noon.
Okay, that was our problem. I guess we waited too long because we flew back around 4, which ended up being 8. Ended up being 5:30 cancel, 6:20 Acela. At which time we get to the tunnel, and they go, you know what? We have a slowdown. We have signal issues. So it just took forever to get to the tunnel. That's why we should have listened to Joe Biden and built up our trains.
Yeah, we should have flown with me at noon.
That would have been great. So, Mark, what's your take? What's your take on what you saw in the president's speech on Tuesday?
I'd say three quick things. One is, you know, as a matter of performance, including the caster in chief, bringing in all the folks that sit with the first lady. It was a very strong, a communication television show, and hard to speak for that long and not be boring. But it was very, very well produced, and that's important because it is a TV show, and when if you're not conveying it well, you're not conveying it. Number two, I think the press and the Democrats continue to make the same mistake about President Trump that it made for a decade, which is he's mostly talking about things that are popular. It's not the extreme red meat MAGA base. It's stuff that tests very well in polls, 60-40, 70-30, 80-20. And the Democrats continue, because they're in their blue bubble on MSNBC and in elite circles, to think these are things that are just they're extreme, and they're not. They're popular. And that's a source of his political strength. It's a source of his confidence in that room. And then lastly, I'm really amazed. You played the clip from me. I'm amazed at the Democrats' conduct, both in and of itself and a lack of just normal human reaction to things, but also as an indication that they still not only don't have their act together after losing the election, but they don't really know how to do it. They don't even agree whether there is a problem. And amazingly, some Democrats think the way they behaved on Tuesday night was just fine.
So there is some fallout, though, and you pointed this out about Nicole Wallace. I knew her when she was Nicole Devenish, working for President Bush. She's on MSNBC, and she said this when talking about the 13-year-old who's managed to survive cancer, was only giving months to live. It was pointed out that his dream was always to be a cop, and they made him a Secret Service agent. And it was kind of a dramatic moment that everyone on the Democratic side seemed to ignore. Cut 17.
And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump's supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide.
And you, from one of your subscribers, I guess it was, it came to you and you put this out, that was the line in the sand. That you just thought that was the most ridiculous thing.
I knew her when she was Nicole Devenish, too, and you and I both know live TV stuff gets said, but I haven't seen her clarify or apologize or explain. And again, I just don't understand the human reaction to that little boy, his story, his the way he behaved, the way he hugged the head of the service. Just as a human being and, as a parent, I just don't know how somebody could look at that and not be touched and say, this is above politics. Now, I've heard some Democrats say Donald Trump was using that little boy as a prop. No, that's just not the way politics works. Boy, he wasn't tricked there. He wanted to come. He had a great interaction with the president in the Oval Office yesterday. And I just think that moment is going to stand for a lot of people, including, as you pointed out, one of my readers who said basically she was leaving the Democratic Party over it, as something that just demonstrates that for a large segment of the elite portion of the Democratic Party, they're so caught up in fighting Donald Trump that they can't really behave like normal humans in such a emotional situation with that little boy. That's just you should be reflexive. It shouldn't require an intellectual point to react to him.
So, Mark, do you sense that a lot of this stuff was organized outside the signs that look like the auction signs and the erasable boards? Do you think there was a conscious effort, almost a meeting? Guys, we're not going to respond to anything Trump says, good or bad. Or do you think that was all just instinctive?
No, their plan was to highlight the impact that President Trump's moves and proposals would have on real people. And the leadership asked their folks, don't bring signs, don't make a ruckus, don't cause a scene. Now, not standing was not, as I understand it, an instruction, not applauding. It just kind of caught on. And that, look, there are some Democrats I've talked to, members of the House who were on the floor, and senators who are really unhappy with the way it played out, who really think the party just absolutely blew it and played into Donald Trump's hands. But there are those who say, we're not going to be muzzled. And the two Democratic leaders, Mr. Schumer, Mr. Jeffries, both of Brooklyn, New York City, They're both under amazing pressure, just strong pressure from the left wing of the party, the interest groups and the members of the Progressive Caucus to be in resistance mode. And you saw kind of the chaotic and confused manifestation of this tension, where some members thought it was a disaster. And as I said, some think it wasn't enough.
That's incredible. So I was watching Bill Maher on Friday night, and it repeats again over the weekend. And he had Fareed Zakaria on, Rahm Emanuel, and he says the Democrats have to abandon their ultra-left and start thinking more traditional center-left, be more patriotic, be more pro-military. Besides Senator Fetterman, do you see anyone, and Joe Manchin was just in the building before, do you see anyone like that on the roster?
Yeah, there are people like that. Ro Khanna, congressman from California, is like that. Some of the other House members who are thinking thoughtfully, and senators who are thinking thoughtfully about the future of the party. The problem is, and again, I'm put in the sharpest of relief on Tuesday night, the energy in the party continues to be the anti-Trump wing of the party with a much different mindset about how to behave, how to think. I thought after the election that the Democrats were in really bad shape. And, you know, people whose judgment I trust said to me, don't forget, that's what people said about the Republicans after 2008 and Barack Obama's victory. And, you know, they said they'd be in the wilderness for 50 years. And then 2 years later, the Tea Party, you know, led to a thumping in the midterms. So I was like, okay, you know, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe there's more strength to the Democrats and Trump weakness. But I don't see it right now. I can't tell you who good presidential candidates would be. I can't tell you what a good legislative strategy would be. I'm not hearing from any Democrats a lot of confidence that they can combat this. They're waiting for Trump to overreach and to take advantage of that. But they're in a world of hurt, and it's hard to see right now, or hard to at least describe right now, what a comeback looks like.
So, Elon, perhaps the most interesting thing that's happened, I think, is Elon Musk, one of the smartest guys in the world, certainly the most successful, has decided to use his energies to focus on what he thinks is wasteful spending and reduce the deficit in our country. And I think we all agree that it could be terminal. It could be really troublesome if we don't find a way to do something to pay down our debt. So paying interest on that doesn't become our number one expense, which it is right now. So he's cutting before cabinet secretaries are in place. Yesterday, he had a meeting with Republicans to kind of clear the air about what he wants to cut and how they should go forward. Cut 24.
Mr. Musk, what was your message in there to House Republicans? What was your message in there, Mr.
Musk? There's a lot of opportunity to improve expenditures in the government, and then we're making good progress.
Should Congress have a vote on this? Should Congress have a vote on this?
And he went on to say, and according to people in there, he said, any communication, here's my cell phone number. Call me anytime. So can you give me an idea how it's playing inside Washington between Republicans and Democrats and DOGE?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is the way it's playing for Republicans right now. We know what the Democrats think. You know, they're against it. They're criticizing the cuts and probably for their own political good, maybe being too opposed. I spent a lot of my time when I was down there for the president's event on the Hill, and I've talked to a lot of Republicans. Even ones who are extremely pro-Doge, who think this is an amazing opportunity to do something that President Reagan didn't do, the Bushes didn't do, Trump didn't do in his first term, to actually reduce the size and scope of government and try to, as much as possible, eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. They're worried. Some of them are worried because they think Congress does need to be involved, and that was part of Musk's messages he played there yesterday. Some of them are hearing from constituents, they're hearing from their hospitals, from their universities, from their major employers, that they're really concerned about some of the things that are happening. But a lot of them just say, you know, this needs to be done more carefully. It needs to have more oversight, more experienced hands here. So they want to keep the Musk energy, but aggressiveness. But they want more checks on it. And so that's why he went up there. And it's going to be interesting to see him navigate this, because up until the last week or so, he's just been open field running, with the encouragement of the president, taking a lot of heat for this, and happily so, because it just doesn't bother him. But I do think you're going to see this go into a different phase now. And as you alluded to, now these cabinet secretaries are in place, and they're like, you know, I got to run my building. I can't have some guy coming in here and firing my team without my understanding what the implications of that are for morale, for you know, for the mission. And so I think those yesterday, that's kind of the fulcrum to a different phase of what's going to happen now, which will have a lot of tension within the party, because there's some people who say if you don't go fast, it won't happen.
Because people get dug in with their special interests. Yeah. And they say, you know, if you fire these people, I'm not going to get reelected. I'm going to hear it at my next town hall. And they're going to just, and that's why you do the hard part and you can divorce yourself from it and go, I had nothing to do with this.
Exactly. But they're shifting from this is a spectacle that I can say I'm not in charge of to, well, now I'm kind of in charge because, you know, I'm a member of the Senate or I'm a cabinet secretary. And again, it's one thing to hear from some, you know, left-wing activist at a town hall. It's another if the president of the university says you're going to decimate my, you know, my cancer research department, or my hospital says, you know, you're going to put our hospital out of business. That's the job of a senator or a member of the House to go to the White House and say, like, you know, we got to talk about this because this may not be a good cut. And that's, again, why some people are saying, you know, move fast, break things, and fix what you need to fix later, because if you don't, they'll become unbreakable, because the deep state, the permanent bureaucracy, the iron triangle of outside interest groups and member of Congress and the media will say no more cuts.
Editor-in-chief of Two-Way with us right now, Mark Halpern. Mark, last topic, Gaza. And we for the longest time, we never talked to terrorists, and we were not going to talk to Kim Jong-un. Trump says, yeah, I'm talking to him. And he, of course, met with him. But the whole Russia investigation was hanging over his head. Never got the historic attention it got, you know, that I thought it deserved. Even if it didn't turn out, this kind of breaks traditional diplomacy. Adam Bowler was talking with members of Hamas a couple of days ago, maybe it was yesterday with time change. And now the president comes out with a Truth Social post, and here's a piece of it. Release all the hostages now, not later, and immediately return all the dead bodies of the people you murdered, or it is over for you. And he goes on to rip him personally and says, essentially, I'm going to give the IDF everything they need to finish you off. Put that in perspective on how unique that is for an American president.
Well, it's very unusual, and not unique only because Trump has done stuff like this before, but it's certainly a bold thing to say. Trump's, you know, one of his big things on foreign policy is speak loudly, carry a big stick, and speak so loudly you don't need to use the big stick. And I think that's what he's hoping to have here. It's a challenge, not just to the Hamas leadership, but, you know, a lot of reports out of Israel that some of the terrorists, hostage taking has been done by civilians just in apartment buildings. And the president wants them to know they can't run or hide either. If they've been involved in this, the U.S. is going to track them down. And of course, he gave a green light to Netanyahu and Israel to say, you know, go do what you need to do. We'll support you. So it's almost a Sabbath in Israel. I don't know that anything's going to happen today, but I wouldn't be surprised if over the weekend, there was some aggressive action, because the president, this, you know, I mean, people think, well, the negotiations are a sign of weakness. No, as you said, the president will talk to anybody, but also I think they're sending the message to Hamas that time is up. The U.S. and Israel are just not going to stand for this. And unlike Zelensky, who the president clearly doesn't have much as fondness for, he likes Bibi, and he wants to get this resolved. He met yesterday in the Oval Office with eight freed hostages, and I think the president was inspired by that to say, you know, we're done. This is not going to go on any longer. These eight got out, but there's others still in there, including Americans. So this is a volatile situation, but as you correctly say, what he put on Truth Social is not something you've seen previous presidents do, and it reflects his temperament and his attitude about what's going on right now.
Mark Halpern, always great. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Brian, thank you. Good to talk to you.
You got it. And by the way, totally opposite of President Biden, who was saying, don't go into Rafah, get that aid in there, or else. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes, and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 6-year-old boy who became an Idaho hero makes today's Dean's List. Weston Derrick has been named Captain Brave in his community and recently brought his beautiful energy and smile to the Boise State football team. Team Impact is a nonprofit organization that sets up children that have serious illnesses or disabilities with their favorite sporting teams. Weston lives with a rare form of leukodystrophy, impacting his brain and development. His condition was diagnosed as life-limiting and would someday take away his abilities. But despite the challenges, Weston has been a picture of resilience and hope. This year, Team Impact matched Weston with the Boise State football team, and everyone has gone above and beyond to make him feel special. From coming to school to have lunch with him, to meeting all of his friends, and his own football jersey with the name Captain Brave on the back. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Studies show maintaining positive relationships is a key factor in human longevity, but adding stress to a relationship could have reverse effects. Stress is often linked to health concerns like anxiety, insomnia, and fatigue. Rosie Shrout, a professor at Purdue University, says relationship stress should be considered a public health priority because of its potential risks.
Distressed spouses not only have an increased risk for divorce, but also for disease development and early mortality.
Shrout says the hormone called cortisol is responsible for the body's stress response, which can lead to health issues if it remains high, because people with stressed out partners who use negative behaviors during conflict had higher cortisol levels, even for hours after the conflict ending. Shrout notes if you're in a stressful relationship, the first thing you should do is talk things out and listen to each other. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique
opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Why are you playing another season?
The biggest thing is that I love playing the game of football.
That's a good reason.
I don't think it was my best outing. You know, I think I let my guys down in a lot more moments than I helped them, especially if you look at my track record and how I've been in years past.
How big a factor was losing a Super Bowl in the season?
It was probably the biggest factor.
If you would have won, would you have come back for another season?
I mean, it's a pretty cool way to go out, but I think I would still have this love for the game and the feeling and, yeah.
If you want to play, you want to play.
Yeah. I know I got one on my contract, and I'm going to give you guys everything I got, baby.
So Travis Kelce is saying he's coming back, which is good news for the league, because they love seeing Taylor Swift, and they turned a lot of women on to the game. So that will be good. There was women watching the game. They say 40% of the audience is women. But now they are really watching just for that cutaway. But Travis Kelce has had a fantastic career. But I was at the game. I thought he was not even looked to play. I didn't know what he was doing. And the night before, walking back to my hotel, I said, what's with the paparazzi? As I'm walking down the street, they say, well, Travis Kelce is having dinner there. And I'm thinking to myself, night before a game, he's having dinner at like 7 o'clock at night. I guess you could do that if you've been in the Super Bowl so much. But maybe that played into why he seemed so indifferent in the game. After a while, you lose your hunger when you win it all over and over again. So he's coming back. Let's see what the Chiefs can do, as they always seem to reload. They have enough talent. I wish the Giants could say that.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Kihoi Kwan, who leads the action-packed rom-com Love Hurts, playing a successful real estate agent with a dark secret. It's the Oscar winner's first leading role, and it allowed him to live out his childhood dreams of being an action star.
When I was a kid, I studied martial arts for a long time, and after I got my black belt, I was so ready to go out and show the world that you know, all my moves. But back then, Hollywood was not interested in hiring somebody that looks like me to be an action hero.
Kwan says the role redefines what an action hero looks like.
Not an action hero that we have seen for so many years, but someone who looks like me, who doesn't look lethal at all until you get me mad.
The movie was also a Goonies reunion with Kwan, Sean Astin, and Jeff Cohen, who all starred in the 1985 classic.
One, it was emotional for my character Marvin Gable in the movie, but on a personal level, it was incredible, and I felt like I was a kid again.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years, before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. 9 people were arraigned in the suburbs of New York City last week, accused of kidnapping, abuse, and sex trafficking a 14-year-old girl. Emma Ray Gervasi was missing for 25 days in December, allegedly given drugs, raped repeatedly, and had her body sold by 35-year-old Alton Harrell. Prosecutors say Harrell had a relationship with the teenager going back to when she was just 13 and picked her up from her home December 9th, driving her to his home and allegedly giving her drugs in exchange for sex before she was shuttled between motels, other homes, and eventually a boat. 6 other men and 2 women are charged alongside Harrell. All 9 pleaded not guilty last week to charges ranging from rape to sex trafficking to kidnapping. Gervasi was eventually rescued by her father, Frank, after one of the women charged, 52-year-old Jacqueline Comiskey, tipped off her whereabouts on a boat in a local marina. 3 others not named in the indictment have also been arrested. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
For the past few years, Washington has prioritized social agenda over practical energy policy. And as a result, we are staring down the barrel of an energy crisis with an electrical grid that is on the fragile verge of being completely overwhelmed. President Trump warned Americans in his inaugural address just 3 weeks ago, and Tennessee is not immune to this. So Tennessee's ambition to lead in nuclear innovation is much bigger than just competing with other states. This is about securing the future of America.
Governor Bill Lee, talking about nuclear energy, and with me in studio, if you're watching online, Julian Edwards is here, Chief Development Officer at the nuclear company, Chair of U.S. Women in Nuclear. Julian, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Do you think America's finally ready to embrace nuclear again?
Absolutely. This is our time to shine. We need to start building more nuclear now and honestly securing our energy future as a country.
Burns clean. People are freaked out about it because they think nuclear bomb. They think Three Mile Island.
Yeah. I see my parents, the baby boomer generation, definitely has that bias. But this next wave of generation is really becoming more informed that nuclear is used for such a beautiful, energy dominance, and it's allowing us to have this independence as a country.
Chinese are doing it, you said.
Yeah. They're actually building far more than us. They're building roughly 27 reactors right now. The United States technically is building 0. We've got some demonstration sites, but no real large nuclear being built
today. The last one you did was Tennessee.
Georgia. Georgia was the one that just came online. That was Vogtle. Southern Company built those with a few partners, Westinghouse being one of them. But that was the last 2 reactors we built in over 30 years. So that muscle memory is gone.
Listen to the Treasury Secretary who joined us about what he sees the future when it comes to nuclear.
Secretary Burgum, Secretary Wright, the super strong members of the cabinet are following President Trump's priority for drilling, unleashing U.S. energy, crude oil, natural gas. We're going big in nuclear, and we are going to... It's going to bring down costs, but we're also going to become major exporters of energy, which will make the world more secure.
Have they reached out to a company like yours?
We've talked to a number of elected and appointed officials, absolutely.
Where is it at right now? Because there seems to be a thirst for it.
Yeah, there is. And actually, we actually have this little thing called Loans Program Office that is investing in nuclear right now. They're also part of the Vogtle Project. And so a lot of companies like ours are looking at where's the lowest cost of capital that exists today and who's going to put money into nuclear. Right now, the government can do that. There's also tax incentives that are enabling us through investment tax credits, production tax credits to make this pencil out. And that's why I'm here in New York as well, garnering support from private equities to understand, mm-hmm. hey, what kind of return do you need and what type of guarantees do you need?
But didn't you guys make great progress? They say they're smaller than ever.
Yeah, I mean, there's nuclear companies that are looking at large, small, and micro. I would say our country's appetite is insatiable. We want 200 gigawatts. That's a lot of small modular reactors. I think you got to do both. You got to do large and small. I love the micro play, but I think that's only going to play in certain installations, like small military installations or maybe replacing diesel mm-hmm. generators out in the oil and gas fields.
This is what I heard is a negative. You do have to provide security because it can be used as a weapon, right?
Yeah, you do. You have to have nuclear safeguards, and the U.S. is the best at that. We have set global industry standards for nuclear. That's why we have to keep building.
So what do you have to do to change perception? You think this new generation is not as crazed about nuclear energy, and we saw that Europe took everything down, and now they're looking to put it back up.
I know. I mean, they're probably hitting themselves in the head right now. I'd say shows like this, the fact that you're interested in this topic and reaching your audience is the first step. We've got to like broaden our audience. We can't just talk to ourselves in the industry, and we've been doing that for decades. So we got to reach broader audiences like yours.
Is it cost prohibitive?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's capital intensive, but any infrastructure is. If you look at the long duration of the operating life of these plants, they're 60, 80 years, it is extremely, extremely low.
So then you have these blue states who decide, I'm not going to have nuclear. And that was really after the Japan disaster, the tsunami.
Yep.
So people thought, well, you know, they had nuclear weapon issues because it was covered by the ocean. And they said, we're going to take that down. In New York, they took down Indian Point.
I know.
And now our utility bills are through the roof.
I know. I know. If you build more nuclear, your cost per kilowatt hour goes down drastically. We should not be shutting down any more plants. We need to preserve our 94 reactors today and turn those that have been shut down back online. Sadly, you can't do that here in New York at Indian Point. But no more shutting down nuclear plants.
So what would a project like that cost if I have a municipality, if a city?
Yeah.
If I say, okay, I want to be powered by nuclear, what am I looking to spend?
I mean, it's around the same investment of an LNG terminal. You're looking at like anywhere from $5 to $10 billion, depending on how much you want to produce, mm-hmm. right? So if you want 1,000 megawatts versus 300 megawatts, it kind of the ebbs and flows. So it's a long-term investment. It'll take about 5, 7, 10 years to build. Mm-hmm. China's doing it right now, building large reactors, technology that they actually got from us, in 5 years for $5 billion per reactor.
And you say they're signing 100-year deals with countries.
Yes, they are literally forging a path that we could be doing right now and we should be continuing to do, where they're bringing their technology to Kazakhstan, Iran, South Africa, and they're saying, I will sell you a reactor and I will also help you operate it and I will also take your spent fuel and help finance it. The U.S. has got to start thinking about nuclear as something that we export.
Have you guys thought about a marketing campaign?
Oh, yeah. We actually did a little bus tour last July. The nuclear company, which is untraditional for nuclear, I will tell you, went across 6 states, landed in D.C., and just started telling people, hey, there's this nuclear resurgence coming. What do you want to hear? Like, what are perhaps some of the biases you have or some misconceptions that you have that we can help demystify?
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Here's Doug Burgum, the Secretary of the Interior.
We can't be dependent. We're buying uranium from Russia for our nuclear plants. We have to be able to have those supply chains be right here. So we're going to do all of that. And when we do all of that, we're going to be able to build, baby, build.
That's what you plan on doing.
Absolutely. We have to get off Russia. We've been buying enriched uranium for them for decades, and we've slowly started to come off of that.
Do we have our own?
We have some enrichment, but we need to increase the production substantially. We don't have enough to maintain our operating fleet, which is why you see a lot of investment going into the whole fuel cycle.
And where is it? Where is the uranium?
Uranium's all over. I mean, it's a rare earth mineral. By the way, I just heard on your show just a couple of minutes ago, this mineral deal we're trying to do in Ukraine, they have mineral rights right below their feet. We need access those. We buy from Canada, Australia, all over. I mean, it's a rare earth metal that is currently being used for nuclear power
today.
Does
Canada have this too?
Canada has they have uranium deposits. They don't use enriched uranium for their reactors today. But the United States, our technology requires enriched uranium. It's much more efficient.
And when people say, well, I don't want a bomb in my backyard, a potential bomb, what do you say to them about safety?
It's not a bomb. It's a beautiful generation source. Listen, if you're powering your iPhone or your Samsung phone every single night, it's coming from a source that is providing power 24/7. And that is a nuclear power plant. I mean, no other energy source can do it. Definitely not solar and wind. They're operating like 20% of the time.
All right, Julian Edwards, your final thought to anybody listening right now who's worried about it. I'm intrigued by it. I also know a lot of wealthy people who said this. The micro devices are the ones that really have them growing because it's so powerful, but yet it's not as complex.
Yeah, I would say building nuclear, large and small and micro, are so essential to a safer, stronger America. The jobs are plenty, they're high paying, and it's going to allow us to pull on a strategic lever that we have not pulled on in the past couple
years.
Is
there a mission to get to the administration?
Absolutely.
Do you have contacts there, or are you making inroads in? Because obviously it's two members of the administration are talking nuclear.
Yeah, I'll tap into your network.
Okay. But you would anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How long would it take if I sign a deal for Nashville, Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
How long would it take until I have my nuclear power plant online?
If they cut these regulatory bureaucratic hurdles and I could just build, I mean, it could take anywhere from, 7 to 8 years right now, but I could get it down to 5 if I have an order book to show.
Wow. And are you concerned about China beating us to fusion reactors?
I'm worried about China beating us on a lot of things, and I think we need to look at this strategically. Fusion, I think, is going to be a skip generation investment. I think it's coming, but we need to build now. We can't wait on fusion technology to become a reality.
Right. Do it now.
Do it now.
All right. Thanks so much. Julian, it's great to have you. Julian Edwards, Chief Development Officer at the Nuclear Company, Chairman of the U.S. Women in Nuclear. Julian, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Brian Kilmeade, back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testinor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text DIG to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text DIG to 42424. That's DIG to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Four lifelong friends from England who recreated their vacation photo 50 years later makes today's Dean's List. Carol Ansbrough, Marion Bamforth, Susan Morris, and Mary Helliwell have been friends since primary school. They decided to relive one of their most cherished memories back in the early 70s by revisiting the seaside town of Torquay on the English Riviera. They all decided, as they were going to turn 70 that year, to book their trip And that's when Susan said they should recreate the picture they all took when they were 17 in the exact same spot. The result was incredible. So much so that when the ladies posted it on social media side by side with the original photo, it went viral. The friends say it was an emotional moment with many of them in tears. Many comments said the same thing, seeing the ladies back together 50 years later. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Take a pause.
With the crazy prices we've seen on eggs lately, is it time to grow your own chickens?
When you raise on your own and when you crack them, I mean, you can tell by the yolks are just so healthy looking. Nice and orange color, not like a dull yellow colored egg.
Largo Feed and Pet Supply Manager Justin McQueen in Florida says a lot of people are trying to raise backyard chickens, but there are upfront costs. A few hundred bucks for a chicken coop, about 30 bucks a month for food for a flock of four. There's fencing and power.
When we get the baby chicks in, you're going to have some kind of like heat lamp on them. They like to stay about 90 degrees for the first couple weeks, and then you start dropping it about 5 degrees a week.
He says those chicks start laying eggs at 18 to 20 weeks old, and if you've got four chickens, you may see 8 dozen eggs a month. But there's another benefit.
They're considered a companion animal. They'll come right up to you if you're sitting down in a backyard. They usually, some of them will hop right up in your lap.
Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
It's interesting because a lot of people say we're political. We try to stay out of politics. Possibly. I mean, we still kind of consider ourselves a comedy site at times. Sometimes more serious, sometimes not. It'll be interesting to see what happens after Trump, what they do with that media room. But yeah, I could see it. I do think there's a spot for a younger generation to consume news from a very different type of person. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, they're all new, and people just consume media a lot differently than they used to. And I don't know that the mainstream media has really caught up to that. It just opens doors for people to consume media, whether it's podcasts or Rogan or whatever it is. You don't have, you know, you're either getting your information from the local newspaper or like the local network TV. Now there's a million different ways to get it. You should never know based on the outlet, like what they're going to say, just based on the outlet. But you do, like, and that's why people don't trust it. And even why does my crowd trust me? Because they've heard me say things that, like, the New York Times author, if you probably ask, like, how's Dave feel about this issue, this issue, this issue, they'd probably be wrong like 50% of the time. So yeah, why would you trust anybody if you already know what they're going to think regardless of the issue before you even ask the question?
So Dave Portnoy hanging out, talking about why he's going for Trump now. And he said essentially the same reason Joe Rogan said it, the same way Mark Zuckerberg to a degree has said it. And that is the Democrats want no part of him. They don't want to talk about any issues that are practical. The DEI is a total turnoff. The whole women, girls, and boys sports total turnoff. And they're more common sense than conservative. Dave Portnoy, too. He's like, why do you think I like Trump? Because it's not so much I like him. I look at the alternative, and it's not even close. And that's where a lot of people are at. And I get a lot of people saying that, you know, I was a Democrat, now I'm an independent. So even if they don't want Trump, they don't want to be a Democrat because they don't like it. And I remember what Meghan McCain said about 3 weeks ago when she said for the first time in her life, you know, her family steeped in Republican tradition, being a Republican is cool. Imagine that, being a Republican is cool. And that's really the case. And that's why they picked up with the younger people. And that's why the president is reluctant to get rid of TikTok. He felt as though he got exposed to TikTok, not made by TikTok, but exposed to a younger generation by TikTok. But Mr. President, you should realize too, is that if TikTok, you think TikTok is powerful because there's nothing really come out against you there. But if you are to take on China in some type of trade war, which you are, you hit it with 25% tariffs. If you are to go aggressively for Israel, which you're doing, just know there'll be almost no positive stories on the news feed. So who reads a TikTok news feed? How about everyone 12 to 20? Most people that aren't watching Fox or the parents don't make them. So that is important. And that will get the president's attention. For example, Drudge. Drudge was a big conservative site, investigative news source. I guess people go to it now, but it's the most anti-Trump site outside the Daily Beast, Huffington Post, in America. So you're not going to see anything positive from there. What happened? Well, someone else runs it. Matt Drudge might be getting paid off. I have no idea. But that does not look like a Matt Drudge site. But the media has gone crazy, and so far it's been to Fox's benefit. And why do I say that? Look at the ratings. And when people want to see things that we all could see, like, for example, the state, the address to the joint session of Congress yesterday, on Tuesday. You're going to go there, and when you're going to look at the commentary, you're going to stay with us. Which is pretty interesting, because for a while, it would be close, and depending on who was president, sometimes we would lose. That's not going to happen now. And after the way the Democrats acted, they're even further back today than they started the week. Cut 20.
I think there were times when they should have risen. I think what Al Green did was despicable.
This is an indictment, in my opinion, on the Democratic leadership. The visuals are not taking back the House in 2026.
I don't know who thought up the bingo signs, but they should be fired.
Yeah, there were little round signs that were held up, or erasable boards that were held up. And I thought that was just bad behavior. Trump did make it partisan, but that's him. He's ticked off. He was ticked off. You know, you've been going after me for 4 years. You gave me a hard time when I got the job 4 years. You told me I was illegitimate when I had the job. And then when I was out of a job, you said I'd never work, never get to elected office again. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And I don't mind telling you to your face. Mark, you're in Kansas. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how we doing, Brian?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've lived around a nuclear plant my whole life in southeast Kansas, and I think the biggest problem where people get scared is the word nuclear. If they would call them fission plants, I don't think we'd have had any trouble with that.
You know why? The first time we used nuclear
in there.
Yeah, the first time we used nuclear was the Nagasaki, Hiroshima.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all people think about. It's actually just splitting atoms to make steam to push the generator that's on top of the that pushes out the power. So I think that's one of the biggest things. It's that the nuclear wants to get out, take that word out. Just call them fission plants.
Got it. Thanks so much, Mark. Change the name. Michael, you're now in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Brian, I sure enjoyed your previous guest. I've been thinking, we're shooting ourselves in the foot for not looking at nuclear more. Well, people say, what are these little, small nuclear plants? We don't know how to do that. That's dangerous. No, we've had nuclear submarines since the 60s,
yeah.
And I can't remember any major nuclear incident on a submarine. There's your small nuclear plant. We do know how to do that. Thank goodness someone's looking at it.
Now, Michael, is the nuclear plant that was built in Georgia near Atlanta?
No. It's down near Savannah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean,
yeah, it's
very interesting because we had Scott Bessent and the Interior Secretary both I didn't ask him about nuclear. They brought it up. So that's it. John Cassavetes, who owns Red Apple Media and refineries, I know he is very interested in some of these micronuclear plants because they're so small and can do so much. You don't need to have a big complex there. So energy's hot. It used to be we used to think talking energy is boring. It is hot right now. And that's how people want to use that as leverage. You saw Canada, on the province of Ontario, their leader came out, Doug Ford, and said, we're going to stop. You can't use our energy. Well, it turns out he really doesn't have control of our energy. But the little bit he does, he says, we can't use it. Thanks. But there also is a huge imbalance with Canada. I'm not for these massive tariffs that we quickly pull back, which happened last time. But I am saying that, I do want us to have those, have a bigger party. Real quick, yesterday Elon Musk went up to Capitol Hill, at which time he explained to Republicans he would have done it to Democrats, what he was doing. And he wants to hear about some feedback. And he said one of the feedback is no communication. We just get up in the morning and find out an area that I'm in charge of or a member of their committee has been cut. And it might be the best cut or worst cut, but you just have to inform us. DOGE has to be able to get in touch with the cabinet secretaries. So that came out yesterday. And ultimately, they want to put it into legislation. For example, today, executive order, President Trump will say, I abolish the Department of Education. problem. If it's established by Congress, it's got to be eliminated by Congress. So you're going to need eventually 60 votes. How are they going to get there? I'm not sure. Maybe they can just show quick results if states have control of their own money. It's not a matter of them not wanting to do it. No, it's a matter of having control. You can do whatever you want. Get your money, spend where you want, and I will decide where I'm going to live. But the hope is and the theory is if you get rid of the Department of Education, the red states will be better than blue states, and that's when the moms go up and say, change the curriculum, change your approach, give me private school or give me school choice.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Use this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Russia has launched heavy artillery and aerial attacks on Ukraine for a second night. At least 20 have been killed in the strikes since Friday and early this morning. Meanwhile, political analyst Matthew Cantinetti says there have been some small positive steps in the U.S. effort to broker a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia.
It seems like Ukraine is about to come to America's position in the negotiations next week in Riyadh with the U.S. team and sign this minerals agreement, which has been out there for a while now, and pledge also to abide by a ceasefire.
But Contarnetti says the Salem Radio Network, no one knows what will really happen next. Authorities say a 14-year-old boy shot and killed a police officer and wounded another Friday night in Newark, New Jersey. Five people have been taken into custody, including the 14-year-old who was charged with murder. The teen was shot and hospitalized with wounds that were not life-threatening. Also at townhall.com, an Olympic snowboarder is criminally wanted in the U.S.
There's a $10 million reward for information leading to the arrest of a former Olympic snowboarder for Canada who is wanted for running a multinational drug trafficking network and planning multiple murders related to the ring. The FBI has added 43-year-old Ryan Wedding to its 10 most wanted list, while also announcing the State Department's $10 million offer. Wedding was charged last June with murder and drug crimes. Those charges were augmented in September in an indictment that alleged Wedding and others arranged the shipment of some 60 tons of cocaine a year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
A leading tax expert says it's absolutely vital to the U.S. economy that Congress extends the Trump tax cuts of 2017.
The TCJA, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as being something that put America's economy on rocket fuel and really took us to the next level and brought all those jobs back, brought that capital back to the United States for repatriation. And it's something that is essential right now.
Jonathan Williams is with the American Legislative Exchange Council and says failure by Congress to renew the tax cuts would put a major damper on the economy.
And that if this doesn't get renewed and very quickly, this puts such a cloud over uncertainty of what's happening with the economy, we would be facing a multi-trillion dollar tax increase.
The labor market remains healthy with 151,000 jobs added in February, along with investment commitments by some companies. Trump supporters say that that should silence the critics of the president. Townhall.com has more. A one-of-a-kind baseball card featuring Pittsburgh Pirates ace Paul Skinnis is heading to auction. Bernie Bennett has details.
The card is autographed by the National League Rookie of the Year and features a patch of the jersey he wore during his big league debut in May of 2024. An 11-year-old in the Los Angeles area found the card in a pack he received as a Christmas present. He turned down an offer from the Pirates that included season tickets behind home plate for 30 years. Fanatics Collect is holding the auction, which runs through March 20th. CEO Nick Bell declined to offer an estimate on what the card might fetch, but said he expects, quote, a very significant sale. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Oklahoma's top public school official is continuing his quest to put a Bible in each classroom. State Superintendent Ryan Walters announced this week he's teaming with country music singer Lee Greenwood and seeking donations to buy the leather-bound God Bless the USA Bible. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news, analysis, and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right. Hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. This is the show that you tuned into, and for that, I appreciate it. We come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, but around the country, around the world. Special thanks to everybody who came in to visit us in Washington. We were able to see the president's address on Tuesday, and the ramifications are still being felt today. Brad Meltzer standing by. Congressman Michael Lawler will also be joining us. And then we'll also take a look at fentanyl with Billy Baldwin and how both sides have let this scourge just ravage the country. Quick note, Mark, Al Green has been censured, that the embarrassing congressman from Texas, for standing up and shouting, waving his cane at President Trump while he spoke in front of 35 million people and probably people around the world. So it was a bipartisan censure, both sides. And then he stood on the floor and some people rallied around him as if he's proud of himself. He should be embarrassed by himself, but he doesn't even have any sense of embarrassment or contrition. President Trump put out a Truth Social statement saying essentially he is a joke and a clown and he should be forced to take an IQ test. I agree. There's got to be something mentally wrong with a guy like that. Why would anybody in Texas want this clown representing him? So that's one thing that's taken place. The other thing, the president put out a Truth Social post today saying that he's moving to have the new Secretary of Education begin to dismantle the department and end the Department of Education and bring it back to the states. Take that same money and put it back to the states so they can handle their own destiny, their own school system. They know better. All right, let's bring in a guy who's got a book out, certainly a bestseller, Brad Meltzer. Brad, welcome back. The name of your book, Make Magic, it's based on last year's commencement address to the University of Michigan. Welcome back, Brad.
Good to be here, my friend.
So what's the first off, do you ever remember a time when they've been more polarized on Capitol Hill?
We talked about it. It was 1960. It was a 1960 election. It was Nixon versus Kennedy. Closest election of the 20th century. Whatever side you were on, you thought the other side were complete and utter morons. Does that sound familiar to you? And here we are again. And that's why I gave this commencement address, is I saw what was happening. You know, I was speaking in front of 70,000 people at the University of Michigan. They asked me to be the commencement speaker. And I said, you know, what do you say? It's a spot that usually the president of the United States gets in an election year. I mean, Bush gave it, Obama gave it, LBJ announced his Great Society at Michigan's graduation, and they picked me, Brian. And here I am going, okay, what do you say to all these kids and 70,000 parents watching? And what I decided to talk about was there are some things that can't be explained, and those things are magic. But when you talk to magicians, there are only four types of magic tricks. There's one, you make something appear. Two, you make something disappear. Three, you make two things switch places. And four, you make one thing and you turn it into something else. And that's the hardest trick of all, transformation. And I was given this address to 70,000 people, but all I cared about was one. My son was in the audience. And we can talk about what each of the tricks are, but that's the one I cared about, is my son. And I knew that I'm not that special. There were so many parents that wanted us to give our kids advice, especially in this divided time, that they could use. And the speech went viral, and all these people started asking for the text of the speech and said, can you give me the text of the speech? They were tracking me down, and finally all these publishers came, and we said we should turn this into a book, and that's where Make Magic, the book of inspiration you didn't know you needed, was born.
So here is a little from that speech, cut 32.
I stand here today as a proud Michigan alumnus, but also as an even prouder parent of one of the graduates. And when I told my son Jonas that I would be today's graduation speaker, his reaction was probably the same as many of yours. And this is a direct quote, what my son actually said. You? Not Tom Brady? There's so many people they can pick. And he goes on, it's like a 13th seed winning March Madness.
So you had some fun, and you addressed the elephant in the room. You're not Tom Brady, but you have an unbelievable background, and you are the perfect pick.
Well, you know, here's what happened, is the third trick, the first one, you make something appear. We can talk about what you make disappear, but it was the third trick, taking two things and making them switch places. That was the real magic, because what I talked about is that when I was 13 years old, my dad lost his job, and what I wanted to talk about there was empathy. That's what empathy is. It's switching places with someone else and looking through their eyes. And when I was 13, my dad lost his job, had to start over from nothing. We had no money. We had to move in with my grandparents in a one-bedroom apartment. Six of us, my mom, my dad, my sister, myself, and my two grandparents in this one bedroom. And all the neighbors in the building were complaining, trying to get us evicted, because they were like, you can't have six people in one apartment in such a small space. and one neighbor across the hall from my grandmother saw what we were struggling with and said, why don't you take my apartment? I'm going to move out for a little bit. You take my apartment till your family gets back on their feet. Nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. And I remember as a kid, her name was Mercy, but I always heard it as Mercy. And make no mistake, mercy and empathy is what this woman showed us. And today, cruelty and venom and making fun of those we disagree with has become sport in our culture. But cruelty and venom aren't signs of strength. They're signs of weakness and petty insecurity. What takes strength is kindness and showing empathy. And Brian, when I said those words, 70,000 people exploded. I couldn't believe they were cheering for that. And that's what went viral. All these famous people started sharing that section. And that third magic trick about empathy and kindness made the speech go viral. And it just shows you how much we're all starving for some empathy and for some kindness right now. We're so divided as a nation. And that was, to me, the best advice I could give my kids. And, you know, anyone who needs some inspiration, whether it's a great graduation present or just inspiration for yourself, or you want someone, your kids or your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, to have some inspiration, that's what Make Magic as a book is for.
So how do you take a speech and make it a book?
Yeah, so, I mean, basically I had to rewrite the beginning and the ending to make it work, and obviously pulled out the Michigan parts, but we filled it in and we made it high design. So it's a beautiful kind of art book now that has those words, but it also shows you these amazing things because it's real advice, right? Empathy, if you want to know how to get it, when you talk to social scientists, empathy is malleable. So when we get overwhelmed and we get all this bad news, we shut down, right? That's why we shut the TV and we turn off our social media. We just get overwhelmed, but we can't shut down. We need you right now. You can't shut down. And empathy is malleable. If you want more empathy, you just have to want more empathy. That's truly what it is. It's like that's why you make your most friends during your first year of college and high school, because you're open to making new friends. And so each of the magic tricks is actual advice to bring inspiration and bring us some much-needed kindness in the world, because, man, we're starving for it.
And where'd you get the inspiration for doing that? I mean, you need a reason. You got to do a speech. You got a deadline. You have a length, and you have a mission. But where'd you get the inspiration to come up with that theme?
Yeah, you know, the inspiration came from my obsession, I think, with magic. And when I heard about those four magic tricks, but the real inspiration came from the second magic trick, right? The second magic trick is what you have to make disappear. And people are tempted to say make your fear disappear, but let me challenge you for a moment. Is when I was in high school, I spent 4 years scooping ice cream at the local Häagen-Dazs in the mall. And this woman, I remember, coming up to me, she starts snapping her fingers at me, and she starts yelling at me that I got to sue you. She's like, serve me now. And I said, ma'am, I'll be right with you. And she said, no, you need to serve me now. And I said, you know what, ma'am? You're being rude. I'm not going to serve you. And she screams in my face, Brian, you're going to be working at this miserable ice cream store for the rest of your miserable life. And I said to her, ma'am, if I am working here for the rest of my miserable life, you're still never getting any ice cream. And for years, I used to tell that story laughing, saying it never bothered me. But it did bother me. It really got to me because it made me feel like my life was going to be small. That woman made me feel. I felt like my life was going to be like my dad's, where he struggled his whole life. I thought I was going to have that same struggle. And what you have to do is not make your fear disappear, but you got to harness your fear. I want my kids to know, harness your fear, use it, let it motivate you. That's where the speech came from, is this one woman. And you got to not vanquish your critics. Prove them wrong. And I'll tell you, last night, I haven't been able to really tell this story, but last night, my buddy, who used to scoop ice cream with me at Häagen-Dazs, sends me a picture. He went to the Barnes & Noble and he bought a copy of Make Magic. And he said, man, I wish that woman could see you now. And I said to him, and I love the fact I get to tell you that story, that 25 years later, that's where I got the motivation from, was this one woman who just got to me.
And what you would probably say is thank you, because you motivated me.
If I could meet her today, I would thank her. I was so mad at her for all those years, but if I could meet her today, I would say thank you. And I want my kids to learn that sense of humility. I want my grandkids, God willing, one day to learn that sense of humility. That's what the whole speech is about, is trying to go trick by trick and showing people how you can really apply them.
Go get him. Brad Meltzer, pick up his book. It's a get out of the day-to-day play-by-play of life and think big picture with Make Magic. Thanks, Brad. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
All right, when we come back, Congressman Mike Lawler joins us. He's going to bring us inside the censure that just took place as Akeem Jeffries addresses the country. And at the bottom of the hour, Billy Baldwin, actor, producer, writer of a brand new book that looks at fentanyl death incorporated. And we look at it, he looks at it to pulls no punches in a brand new documentary.
Illuminating, intriguing, inculcating.
I know some of these words.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Before settling down with a partner, there's a variety of financial red flags to be aware of that could cost you in the long run, not only with your relationship, but your finances as well. Those red flags include a partner's finances, from how secret they are about their money and how they spend it to how much debt they've incurred. Financial experts at Wells Fargo say it's something that couples should discuss as they embark on important milestones like going on vacation, signing a lease, buying a home, or getting hitched. The biggest red flag is financial secrecy. So it's important that some talk topics that you have with your partner include how he or she spends their money, views on investing, and even debt. Raising these topics will provide clues on their relationship with money as you move from the initial early stages of dating all the way into making a more permanent commitment in the future, like sharing expenses, commingling finances, joint ownership of assets, and marriage. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Lauren Graham, who stars in the new Tubi series, The Z-Suite. Graham plays an advertising executive replaced by the agency's rising Gen Z social media team. She says the generational comedy is relatable.
I really related to it. So much has changed since I started in this business. One of my colleagues here started on TikTok. I only recently know what TikTok is, and so I think it's relatable to different generations.
The Gilmore Girls star also spoke about the excitement of doing a series and getting a chance to spend so much time with one character.
I think what I'm picky about now is for myself, my entertainment, but also hopefully for the audience, is not doing something I have done already. I always am suspicious when actors are like, I'm only drama now, I'm only comedy. Like, I just am only, oh, that's intriguing because it's something I haven't played before. As I said to some of my friends, like, I'm the boss. Can you imagine?
Ashley DeBorgen, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8th, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact
that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Republicans are on the run with respect to the economy. Not a single bill, not a single executive order, and not a single administrative action has been put forth by Donald Trump or House Republicans to improve the economic circumstances of the American people. And folks are taking notice all across the country, which is why his approval ratings aren't going up, staying the same. They're going down, particularly as it relates to the economy. Republicans are on the run as it relates to the economy. Republicans are on the run as it relates to health care. They're not even having town hall meetings anymore because they are afraid to hear from their own constituents who do not want them to enact the largest Medicaid cut in American history.
That is some great spin. Akeem Jeffries, after the House just voted 224 to 198, 10 Democrats voted with the Republicans to censure Al Green, an embarrassment to the country to get up and scream at a president like that. Thought it was bad when Joe Wilson one time did it on instinct, wasn't something planned. It was on Obamacare, which was highly volatile at the time. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, was right when she yelled out at Joe Biden. But Al Green to sit up there and just scream and expects not to get censured, and then he stands on the floor like a hero after he gets censured. With me right now is Congressman Mike Lawler. He is on the Foreign Affairs Financial Committees, and we'll talk about that. But, Congressman, what do you think about, first off, the censure? Obviously, he deserved that.
No question, Brian. I mean, the conduct and behavior the other night was an absolute embarrassment. And, you know, I know you were in the chamber for it.
Yep.
But I will tell you, I mean, the American people obviously only saw snippets because most of the time the camera was understandably focused on the president. The behavior throughout the speech was abhorrent. You had members that refused to stand and applaud for the first lady, the cabinet, the president when he walked in. None of the Democratic leadership joined the escort committee the first time ever. That has never happened, that you don't escort the president of the United States into the chamber. You had Democrats refusing to stand and applaud for a child with cancer who became a Secret Service agent. That was the most touching thing, to watch him hug the Secret Service director. You had Democrats refusing to stand and applaud when the president announced that the terrorist that killed 13 U.S. service members was captured and being transferred to U.S. custody. They refused to stand and applaud for the widow of a slain police officer from New York City. They refused to stand and applaud for the mothers of children who were murdered by illegal immigrants. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. You can like or dislike Donald Trump. You can agree or disagree with Donald Trump. Fact is, Donald Trump is the president of the United States. The American people spoke. They wanted a change in direction. And rather than find area of commonality, rather than find area of unity, my colleagues showed complete disdain for the American people and the direction that they chose to put this country on.
Congressman, so he got censured. Hakeem Jeffries, what about what he said, that you guys haven't done anything for the economy?
It's nonsense. I mean, first of all, the president has already enacted serious changes and reforms across the scope of the federal government. He is providing real regulatory relief to help open up our capital markets. Capital markets were restricted under Joe Biden. That's part of the reason small businesses couldn't get loans, couldn't get capital into the economy. You look at the fact that, you know, mortgage interest rates were at a 30-year high because of Joe Biden's reckless inflation. We are trying to rein in the size and scope of the federal government to reduce inflation, reduce costs. We are increasing domestic production of energy, which is critical if you are going to reduce the cost of manufacturing, the cost of transportation, the cost of goods and services. All of this is going to take effect. And then you look at what we're doing on the tax bill, providing real tax relief to middle class families all across this country, including lifting the cap on salt, including no tax on tips. This is important for families all across this country. And that's why all of this is starting to take effect. And you will see the economy is going to rebound very quickly as this takes effect.
So, Congressman, I think you know what's going on at Barnard College, and it's got the attention of President Trump with his anti-Semitism, the whole raging in certain institutions in this country. I'm astounded that it's still happening. I'm astounded that the president of a university will deal with these terrorists who are taking over these classrooms. And now the president says, if you don't straighten this out, you could lose funding, federal funding. What should the president know about what's happening here in New York?
Well, there's no question. I, in the aftermath of that CUNY law school graduation speech 2 years ago, I introduced a bill that would strip any institution of higher learning of federal dollars if they promote or sanction anti-Semitic events on their campuses. These university administrators have a responsibility, first and foremost, to keep the students safe. They should not be allowing this to take place. These students should not only be expelled, they should be arrested and prosecuted for criminal offenses. They are engaged in anti-Semitic hate crimes, among other activity, including breaking into these buildings, occupying them. It's absolutely outrageous what has been allowed to transpire on these campuses. It's why I introduced the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act.
Right.
Last Congress, we reintroduced it again. We need to get that passed and signed into law to ensure that Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act is enforced and that anti-Semitism is defined and that they take action against any of these institutions that violate it.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike, we don't have time now, but hopefully we'll talk over the weekend show. It looks like Hamas told hostages who are now been freed that they're coordinating with college students in America. So think about that for a second. Always thought about, but now confirmed. Congressman Mike Lawler, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll talk about fentanyl next. Billy Bolden, brand new documentary. Don't move.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We are losing so many people to fentanyl that it is the equivalent of a 747 going down every 2 days.
The 9,000 kilograms that were seized by the HIDTA program last year is sufficient to kill the population of the United States several times over.
Where is all of this stuff coming from? And all roads lead back to China.
How much of this deadly poison is coming across the border because they're killing our children? And how do we change that?
Yep, that is a little of the documentary that's now out and available for everybody, thanks to Billy Baldwin and Dr. Robert Marbut. Dr. Marbut's a Trump guy, as he just told me. You were the Discovery Institute senior fellow and former White House policy advisor. And Billy Baldwin, we know, esteemed actor, producer, and writer. You'll see him do voiceover for this. It's called Fentanyl, Death Incorporated, and it is pretty powerful. Billy, first off, congratulations to both you guys for doing this. What alerted you to this?
Well, I was invited to do a film on homelessness called No Address. In preparation for No Address, we went to 20 cities in 18 states, and we spun off a documentary on homelessness that led to my partnership with Dr. Robert Marbot here to do the other documentary on fentanyl, Fentanyl Death Incorporated. And it all, I think we have a fentanyl crisis. I think we have a homelessness crisis. I think we have a bigger mental health crisis, and all roads with all of these problems lead through the mental health crisis that we're experiencing in the country right now.
And what you're seeing now is the untreated mental illness is self-medicating with fentanyl. And 5-6 years ago, it was other drugs, but fentanyl now is the most dangerous drug
ever. Explain to how that happened. This, to trace back the history with the Purdue Pharma situation.
Yeah. And so shortly after Purdue Pharma, about 10 years ago, when all the lawsuits happened and the docs stopped prescribing, you had millions of prescriptions out, you had hundreds of thousands of people addicted, and suddenly they went cold turkey. And the Mexican cartels, with China bringing in the precursors, just backfilled that. They already had a distribution network in America with the meth, so they just brought fentanyl right in and backplaced it. And then now it's illicit drugs on the street, and one grain of rice of fentanyl will kill 15 people.
So that is unbelievable. And the impact on our country, do you believe, Billy, from what your gut tells you, what your research shows, that China is behind it? They want it. They want a modern-day opium war against the U.S.?
Well, the British did that to China back in the 1830s or something.
Yes.
They did the same thing. That's how they wound up coming into control of Hong Kong for so many years.
They had the precursors.
Yeah, so they're sending it here. We have as big a problem on the northern border with the Canadian biker gangs and the super labs up there. They're distributing. The northern border is as porous, more porous than the southern border. So we have a problem with Canada right now. And, you know, what people need to know is that we are 4% of the world's population. We consume 38% of the world's fentanyl, and we have 65% of the global deaths from fentanyl. It's the number one cause of death between the ages of 18 and 45 of all Americans, more than heart disease, more than cancer right now is fentanyl deaths.
And I think the stat that really gets it, brings it home, more people have died of fentanyl in the last 5 years than the last 100 years of war for Americans. So World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Kosovo, Global War on Terror,
right.
Afghanistan,
Desert
Iraq,
Storm, Desert Shield, all
add them all up. There are more people have died in fentanyl in the last 4 to 5 years in the United States.
And a lot of people
Americans
think, well, you choose to do drugs, that's what happens. This is not the case. Well, a lot of people, for example, you see these stories of college students. Hey, I'm looking to stay up a little bit longer. I'll take an illegal drug like Ritalin to stay up, and it's got fentanyl specks in there, and you're dead.
The woman that founded YouTube, her son was a freshman at Berkeley. This isn't a poor issue. This isn't a minority. This is wealthy, affluent white people. They send their kids to Berkeley, to Stanford. They're at a frat party, a sorority party. Somebody hands them a pill. They don't wake up the next day.
And right now, the fastest growing death rate for children 0 to 4 is fentanyl. Think about that. They're not addicts. They're just getting poisoned with the fentanyl dust hanging around on a public space. Put a sandwich down, pick it up, and they're dead.
So let's talk about the Arkansas. A lot of people say, hey, this is how I'll address it. I'll give them the needles. I'll give them the drugs. And that's permissive is not the way. Here's what Arkansas did. Cut 38.
There isn't a school in this nation that hasn't been affected. In Arkansas, it is state law that every school have naloxone. In Arkansas, this isn't L.A. or San Francisco, but that is how pervasive fentanyl is becoming.
Is that the Narcan?
Well, Narcan is what saves your life when you stop breathing.
Yes.
Fentanyl will make you stop breathing. And the Narcan is what will start it again. We'll revive you again. But let me just make a clarify something. Two things that you're going to find very interesting, Brian. One is that to give in Sacramento and San Francisco and Seattle and Portland, they're not giving away the drugs. They are giving away the paraphernalia. That sounds like a Nancy Pelosi idea. That was actually law enforcement. They didn't want to spread out their resources to 20 different sites. And they said if we control it with a nurse where people aren't overdosing, we can now have our resources in these two sites in the city rather than spreading it out across the city. Wound up being not a great idea. And we have to course correct as we're moving forward. Another thing is, you know, we did this film on homelessness, and it shows the path to homelessness, domestic abuse, PTSD veteran. A lot of people say not their fault, a child, not their fault, a victim of domestic violence, not their fault. What about the people that choose to be homeless that are choosing to do the drugs? 90% of the people that are on the street that are homeless that are doing drugs don't have health care. They can't see a psychologist or a psychiatrist. They can't get the medications that all of us can get for anxiety, depression, bipolar, schizophrenic, PTSD, and they're self-medicating with alcohol and fentanyl because they're mentally ill.
Right.
They're not people that are saying, I want to be homeless and I want to be strung out on drugs on the street. They're people that are mentally ill and they're not getting the help they need.
And to me, right now in the United States, we've been making it so easy to get high and so hard to get treatment, especially on the West Coast and a few other places. We need to make it easy to get treatment and hard to get high.
Right, and you got to stay in treatment for the right period of time. Usually, you get in there, it's in and out in 10 days.
Yeah. No question.
10 days, 28 days won't work.
We have like an Odd Couple roadshow. We just spoke to the Washington Policy Center in Spokane, 800 conservatives. What's the cat that followed me, us again? Prager. Dennis Prager. That's how conservative it was. Okay, Dennis Prager followed us. And 800 people came up to us afterwards. We were there for 2 hours answering questions, and they were very enamored with the fact that we are together, we are partnering, the right is talking to the left, it's civil, it's respectful. You know, it's like the old days. Remember the old days when I worked on the Hill, it was like Tip O'Neill and Bob Dole, and Reagan was talking more to Tip O'Neill than he was talking to Bob Dole. That's when people were in Georgetown, in the cocktail parties, and people were talking to each other. Now Democrats and Republicans aren't talking. Some Republicans aren't talking to Republicans.
Right.
We got to do something about that.
Here's what Speaker Johnson said. They have the Halt Fentanyl Act. It empowers law enforcement to go after the producers. As you know, they're starting to crack down like crazy, and that's what they're bringing in these tariffs. Cut 39.
What we'll be doing this week is continuing our efforts to protect American communities by voting on the Halt Fentanyl Act, which will permanently schedule fentanyl and all fentanyl-related substances as Schedule I narcotics. Why is that important? Because it empowers law enforcement to seize those deadly drugs and go after their producers and distributors and stop the flow.
Billy, is that a step in the right direction?
Yeah, I think you have to criminalize this. It can't be a misdemeanor anymore. It has to be a felony, and the judges have to be in a position to say, I'm either going to put you away or you're going to go to rehab. That's your sentence. And when you go away, people are wondering. The interesting thing is you have the compassionate side who has made mistakes, low harm, no harm, housing first. Well, you can't take a homeless person off the street who's mentally ill and addicted to drugs. If you get them off the street, great. You put them into housing, great. But now they're a homeless person, they're a mentally ill person who's addicted to drugs who has housing. The problem isn't gone. So I like the idea of making it a felony where a judge in a courtroom could say, I'm going to give you a choice. You're either going to do time or you're going to go to rehab. And another part of the argument is the compassion side that has slung a bunch of stuff against the wall and spent a lot of money and it hasn't been effective enough is talking to others that are saying, like, wait a second, that sounds expensive. How are we going to pay for it? And I'm here, and we're trying to demonstrate in this documentary that you're paying more now to not do enough. And I'll tell you how. 9/11 call. I've been there 100 times. Okay, fire department, sheriff, police, paramedics, nonprofits, cost the taxpayer, emergency room. Admitted to the hospital, go into the court system, you're incarcerated, property values, quality of life, small business administration, commerce, tourism, all of these things are being affected. I told you in Spokane and in Sacramento, these cities were being destroyed by fentanyl and homelessness.
So are you for what Trump is doing at the border, saying the tariffs are going up 25% until you control the northern border? A lot of pullback, people saying it's really only 1% is coming through the Canadian side. And then over the weekend, we find out that Mexico has arrested 900 cartel members, and we've got the southern border down to a trickle, and another 1,000 members of military going down there.
Well, to me, we got to control what's coming out of China. We got to control what's coming
and
across the border.
And they can do that in 2 seconds.
And I traveled there for the movie in China. There is no drug use in China inside their internal population. So they know how to control it, but they're not controlling their outflow. And so we got to get the cartels under control in Mexico, and we got to get the biker gangs out of Canada under control. Those are the three you have to do. And if it takes tariffs, and Billy and I probably differ on this, but if it takes takes tariffs to get the attention, then we need it. Nobody wants a tariff war. Nobody wants that to go on. But if that's what it takes to finally get Mexico extraditing people, which they have in the last week, in the biggest arrest they've made, they're really suddenly, I mean, Mexico, Claudia's just the president of Mexico. She's just kicking it. She's really doing good. But the Canadian border and U.S. border is the longest linear land border in the world. So it's not just Blaine to Maine. It's all the Alaska-Canadian western frontier. And so it is really porous up north.
Billy, when you went to city in your documentary, what did you notice? What you knew from what it is?
I wanted part of the journey. And what I learned from that, the takeaway was, we don't have a homelessness crisis as much as we have a mental health crisis. That's why, and COVID and fentanyl have exacerbated that problem. And we're at a totally new level in terms of homelessness. I told you the numbers before, just in L.A., 54,000 to 76,000. And it's interesting because you have the compassionate side that sometimes errs on the side of overcompensating. And that was triggered by the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. When Reagan, there was 500,000 federal mental health beds in the country in the 1950s. There's 30,000 now, and most of those are occupied by guilty by insanity. They're criminals that are in those mental health beds. So there's literally like 5,000 beds when we used to have 500,000 beds.
Put a massive push to get facilities back and experts on.
The good news is there is a lot of hope because there's amazing programs right now. In Fort Smith, Texas, his program, 2,500 people a night, Haven of Hope in San Antonio. In Austin, there's this incredible partnership between the Rescue Mission and Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and they're doing 360 wraparound comprehensive care that includes health care, drug addiction treatment, job training, job placement, 70% success rate, getting people back on their feet, totally independent, on their own, off the services, 70%.
And compassion without accountability is enablement. Yeah. And you got to have the accountability with the compassion. That's how you're successful.
When we're doing the panels, it's interesting. He's critical of the right, and I'm critical of the left. It's not vice versa.
Right.
And I'm sitting there saying, I've done conservatorships over people before. And in a conservatorship, it says they have to be a threat to themselves or others or harm themselves or others. And I'm sitting there watching somebody who we just brought back to life with Narcan. They vomit, and they turn around and tell the fire department to get lost. I'm saying, don't leave that languishing in the courts with the judges and the lawyers for a year and a half. Let the fire department and the nonprofit and the police department and the paramedics who are on the front lines in the trenches every day make the call. We got to take this guy
and
for 5 or 10 days.
And they got to get a place to take him. And that's
key. You put him in the hospital, and then they're making a decision to do I want help or do I not want help? They're not high on Narcan. And the reason they're saying no is not only because the high is so good, it's because the detox is so terrifying to them and so painful to them physically and emotionally. Right. They're like, I'd rather risk dying than detox.
And this is screening tonight, guys, at the Empire AMC?
At 6:30 tonight, and go to FDIMovie.com, FDIMovie.com, or you could go the long one, FentanylDeathIncorporated.com, and you can go on and pick up a ticket for tonight.
And you'll speak about it, too.
Yeah, right? We're going to do a panel afterward with Fire It, and two of the people you just had in the setup piece, they're going to be there, too.
Dr. Robert Marbot, great, great, great things you're doing. Billy, same thing. Go check out their documentary, Fentanyl, Death Incorporated. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Brian Kilmeade Show, back in a moment.
Worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Our next question is from Aaron Gregg with The Washington Post.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for doing this. So my question relates to Elon Musk has said that he made the offer to bring you guys back earlier and that it was denied. My first question is that true? And if so, what would that have looked like? Was he offering to make another flight, push seats on another flight? Could you give us some background there?
I can only say that Mr. Musk, what he says is absolutely factual. We have no information on that, though, whatsoever. What was offered, what was not offered, who it was offered to, how that process has went, that's information that we simply don't have. So I believe him. I don't know all those details, and I don't think any of us really can give you the answer that maybe that you would be hoping for.
So that was the voice of an astronaut, Barry Wilmore, who's still at the space station along with Sunita Williams, and they were taking Q&A. And that was supposed to be up there for a week, been up there for 9 months, or 9 days, or up there for 9 months. Why is that? Well, Boeing got up there, they had some problems, and they said we could only bring our capsule back on our own without people because we're not convinced it's going to be safe. How embarrassing it is for Boeing. Was that a series of missteps? How bad it is for Barry and Sunita Williams. Now, Sunita is the one with the hair all wild. Now, they say it's great. I love being in space. People love it. Okay, fine. I doubt it. You don't want to be up there for 9 months. Didn't you have plans? Didn't you want to see the Super Bowl in person? So then it comes out that Elon Musk offered to fly them back, got to them. They could have done it, but Joe Biden didn't want to give Elon Musk, now a supporter, then a supporter of Donald Trump and still is today, a big victory, as if Boeing was sponsored by Joe Biden. It would have been a victory for SpaceX. So let's get this straight. You're upset with Donald Trump for not signing on to legislation on the border because you think that Donald Trump was not for that because it would hurt his chances of victory. That was an assumption never confirmed. But in the big picture, by the way, they wouldn't have gotten the, they did not have the support of in the Senate, even if Trump was all for it. But now you have a situation where two people are stranded in space, all because Elon Musk is associated with Donald Trump. Quick note on Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is suing a Trump staffer for what he says is hacking into a laptop that we all know was left at a repair shop. That they denied, and 51 Intel agents said it was Russian disinformation. Lie. FBI held it. That's a lie. People are going to be fired. So Hunter Biden digs in. His dad's president, feeling good about himself. He decides he's going to sue the Trump staffer. Now he came out and asked a judge to drop the lawsuit, saying, I have no money to pay my lawyers. I lost my house in the fire. No one's paying for my paintings because, my words, they suck. And without getting influence with your dad, there's no push to buy him. And with that producer who is putting you up for free, allowing you to stay in his penthouse for free, paying for your lawyers for free, well, you lost your leverage. Your dad's not president. So now Hunter Biden says, I'm out of money, drop the lawsuit. So let's get this straight. The lawsuit that was meant to inflict pain on somebody that reported the laptop stolen and brought some of the information out is not going to go forward, even though he had to go lawyer up in order to fight a lawsuit against him. I'm not wondering if the judge is going to stand up and go, no, sorry about that. You're going to have to go through with the lawsuit. The other problem is, got no standing. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Going on out number at the top of the hour on Fox News Channel. Don't forget One Nation Sunday at 10. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testinor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text DIG to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text DIG to 42424. That's DIG to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.